And we are back. Couch Company Podcast. I am John. And with me, as always, Tyler.
Hello. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Or,
actually,
if you play the amazing game Kingdom of Loathing, which is one of my favorites.
Kingdom of Loathing?
Yeah. Let me tell you about this game. I don't think I've talked about it on the cast before. It's kind of like you remember those old, like, original RPGs where it's like point and click?
This is a real thing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought this was like a segue about how you were like down in the dumps or something.
I'm not in the dumps. I'm in the worst dumps. I'm in the landfill.
Okay.
But Kingdom of Loathing is, it's a online, I guess it's an MMO, technically. But anyways, you remember those like original RPGs where like you would click and like you have to type stuff, you know?
Like the point and click adventures?
Yeah, like point and click adventures.
Sure.
Like pick up sword and open door.
Oh, so not the point and click adventures.
No, what am I thinking of?
You're thinking like text adventures.
Text
and
adventures
stuff.
Yeah. And stuff. Anyways, I don't even know if this is like that, but it's a flash RPG MMO, mm-hmm. and it's all hand-drawn stick figures and stuff.
Oh, it so not a text adventure.
Not a text adventure at all, but there's some elements to that. But anyways, it's the lowest like effort ever. Like it's literally all stick figures and like doodles.
Mm-hmm.
Like houses are just it's the lowest budget game of all time. But it's has a whole story. There's other people, there's a lot of people that play. And it was a lot of fun. And I think it's still up. You should look it up. I'm gonna send it to you after this.
Okay.
But yeah, it's called Kingdom of Loathing. You might have heard of the game West of Loathing on Steam.
Yes.
Same guys.
West of Loathing has great reviews.
Yeah, no, but Kingdom of Loathing did great. It was great because it's all a meme. It's just funny.
I gotcha.
West of Loathing's the same thing. So West of Loathing takes place in the Wild West, but it's also, I think, stick figures and stuff. It works a little differently because I think it's more of an action game. Or no, that one's turn-based as well. I think maybe it's similar.
Yeah.
But the original game, Kingdom of Loathing, you have to like click. It's just like a flash system. So you click on the map and you just kind of go there.
Yeah.
It's like very
a Stickman.
Yeah. Kind of. Anyways, all that aside, if you play that game, Merry Crimbo. That's the holiday in that game.
Oh, man. Okay.
They have made up holidays. Crimbo is great, though. Crimbo, like, you get like super rare stuff. So you get rewarded for playing for many years and always
real
logging
life, like real time.
What do you mean?
Like, if you're playing this game for many years,
real time,
you get the rewards for it.
The stuff I've gotten, like, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, is probably worth a ton. The currency in that game, which I cannot believe I didn't think about for our top five currencies, is meat.
Okay.
It's just a steak.
Yeah.
So meat is the currency in Kingdom of Loathing. It's great.
Okay.
It's probably worth millions of meat.
I don't like West. Like the Wild West settings. I think I've come to realize
that's a top five setting. That's a top five setting.
I don't like it.
You don't like that? You don't like fantasy? What do you like?
I like fantasy more than Wild West.
Is that why you hate Red Dead?
I think so.
No, but you also hate GTA, so you hate like modern day settings too.
GTA, well, that's a little different. Maybe I just don't like Rockstar.
It's abundantly clear that you don't like Rockstar.
Well, it's not entirely true because I like Max Payne a lot.
But that's old Rockstar.
Yeah.
So you hate new Rockstar.
I just hate Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto, I don't think you've ever played it.
Grand Theft Auto? Yeah. I got pretty far.
Where?
What do you mean where?
Where'd you get?
I don't know. I got to the third dude.
Trevor?
Trevor. Yeah.
Yeah?
Isn't that fair? Or far?
No.
Oh.
All right.
I could get to all three guys.
Ugh.
Fought some aliens. I took like drugs.
All right. That's not super far, but farther than I thought.
I don't know. It's fine.
It's fun. It's just fun. I think you're taking it too serious.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But it's a serious game. That's the thing that doesn't
connect
with me.
It's not a serious game.
But it is.
No, it's not.
But it is.
No, you got to ask Jeff. Jeff had his awakening this year on stream, or maybe it was last year. But if you go to What Killed Jeff, twitch.tv/WhatKilledJeff, and you go to the VODs and you look at his Grand Theft Auto 5 playthrough,
mm-hmm.
you're going to see a man who came into it just like you. He was just like you and everyone else who hates on the series, and then he gave it a shot. And you're going to have to ask him when it clicked or what clicked for him, but it did, and now he loves it. Now yeah, he's like, all the way
how,
in.
How many hours do I need to...
I think he was actually saying this on his stream. It was like, once I started obeying the traffic laws and like role-playing it, that's when he liked it a lot.
Yeah, which is the opposite of what Grand Theft Auto is.
No, it's not. That's the beauty of Grand Theft Auto. You can play how you want to play. The agency is in the player's hands. And you can't say that about something like Call of Duty. That game sucks. Sucks a
is
big...
It, is this a segue into Call of Duty?
I'm...
Teeing me up?
Teeing you up for it. It's your decision whether to take it or not.
Yeah, no, I'll take the Call of Duty.
We can still talk about how you absolutely hate Rockstar, and it's...
No, Rockstar is fine. I appreciate them.
Grand Theft
Auto
is... Do
I think that they're like the second coming of Christ? Probably not.
You can do anything.
Not yeah, kind of. Not really.
If you want to be a law-abiding citizen, you can do that. You can be a degenerate.
What makes that better than like Mercenaries or Just Cause or just all the other bombastic...
Because it's in the real world. All of those are all military stuff. But if you want to hijack a jet... You can do that in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, but that's like what you're supposed to do.
No,
like,
it's not. Like you're not supposed to do anything.
The very first mission of Grand Theft Auto
5. You don't
5,
have to play the missions.
You're busting out of a
the free world. You bank. Can just do whatever you want.
You're mowing down cops within like 5 minutes of the game.
Okay, well, if you want to play the story, that's also another option.
That's what I come for.
No, dude. You go online. You go to a role-playing server. You want to be a garbage man? You be a garbage man. You get paid for your route.
Do you? Who pays
you?
You
go home.
Who pays you?
The mayor.
Who's the mayor?
Some guy.
Who elected him mayor?
The people.
Do you actually get a vote?
Yes. There are very elaborate role-playing servers.
I would overthrow the mayor.
They tried. He has a lot of security.
He has a lot of
that get paid
buddies.
Very well. Yeah. I mean, look, it turns into communism really quickly,
yeah.
but I'm just
okay.
saying.
Well, it's interesting.
There's a whole ecosystem to these online servers.
I own
servers.
Every Grand Theft Auto. I'll play the new one.
Do you
one.
Actually?
Yeah, absolutely.
You literally own every single one?
Yes.
Like even the OG?
I mean, on consoles, but yeah.
So like Vice City,
San
Andreas.
Even Chinatown 3. Wars, which is on handheld. Right?
Wow, you own
Chinatown,
them all.
Was the handheld? That's the handheld one.
I think so.
Yeah.
For like...
In like What's-His-Face's, it's
which
like...
Which handheld though?
Chinatown Wars would be DS, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I remember a square pack. Because I sent like a bunch of those to...
I didn't think GTA went to any Nintendo consoles.
Yeah, no, it definitely did.
So that's like a weird one.
It wasn't good. But no, it was...
Well, in your opinion, none of them are good.
It's like Gay Larry, right? That was one of them.
I don't remember.
I don't know. Someone.
Which one's that? Four?
Four, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the one where you go bowling all the time?
Oh, I don't know.
With your cousin?
I was in some shipping crates.
Yeah, that, yep.
Yeah, there's a guy getting whipped in the beginning.
People really like 4 a lot.
Yeah.
But 5 has been going strong for like 10,
who was
12 years.
Nico Bellic.
Nico
That's
Bellic,
the main
yeah.
guy, yeah.
Man, who's the best GTA protagonist? That's a hard one. I really like Michael.
Michael, yeah,
five.
I think I'm with you there.
I don't know why, too. It's just like, it's. I could see that happening to me.
The funny thing is, the one that speaks to me most is like one, just like top down. Like I could see them doing a remaster of that or a remake of that, where it's still top down, but it's just very.
What did they do the remake of Vice City, or the first three?
They did 3.
And it was received really poorly.
Yeah, because they used like AI
yeah.
to like generate stuff, and it was like the AI just was not working.
Right.
But there's like a million textures in the game. Like I get it. Why I wouldn't?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
we can play the new one, but what are we gonna play it on? PlayStation? Like that's what I'm gonna play. Yeah, no, that sucks.
Oh no, I'm pissed about that. But isn't that what they did for 5? Didn't the PC release come a year later?
Yeah, well, right. That's what I mean. It's always going to be that. But like,
but
the
shitty part of it is it's not even an exclusive. It's just they know everyone's going to
pay
twice
yeah.
mm-hmm. because it's that good.
On one hand, it's like, okay, that's fine if they're focusing on like the console and they're making sure it runs and everything. Like fine. And I'd rather do that than like come out with a PC port day and date and then the PC sucks.
Right.
But it's 2025. How long has the Xbox been out?
Like 6 years.
Something like that. No, it was like three COVID. Years. So
was it actually? Wasn't it 2019?
Yeah, when you couldn't find anything, right? Like you couldn't find stuff.
But
like
it came out right before COVID.
Sure, but what I'm saying is like it's been...
Yeah.
It's like been a while, so it's going to be like a five-year gap, and then they're saying that that game is going to run on like the Series S, because it has to, otherwise you're not getting it on X.
Is this the same problem like God of War had, where you're like caught in between? And
I hope not.
Like God of War came out for PS4 as well as PS5, and it kind of limits it. And then you look at something like Spider-Man, just PS5, or Horizon...
Yeah.
Just PS5.
I would look at more Horizon than Spider-Man.
Spider-Man looks great.
Spider-Man looks, yeah, like it's fine.
I'm just talking like performance.
Load times are much better than Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like that fast travel is the best.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that, to me, those are the next gen. Like look at Ratchet and Clank, right?
Yeah.
Beautifully looking game. Like I guess my point is, like if you're focusing on the next gen, you know, trying to release it for too many things kind of cripples you a little bit. Like Cyberpunk ran into that, right? Where it's like,
yeah,
oh, you know, you can play on your PS4, which is like, in what universe is that ever going to be possible?
I mean, you know what? Starfield's next gen.
Yeah. Dude, the more I talk, like I literally just listed all those games. And I'm like, holy shit, Starfield's not it. And I wanted it to be so badly. It makes me so sad every time I think about it. It could have been really cool. It could have been a really cool experience, really cool game.
But because, like that means like, what is next gen? So like in the PlayStation side, a lot of the tech, a lot of like the load times, and different things like that, the instant resume, that's all really cool.
That's what I think of.
But the problem is like that's not like pushing games forward. That's like okay, yeah, that's a cool thing that the hardware level that you know like.
But that's always been consoles.
Yeah, I guess. But there are like those games that are just like, wow, I can't believe this is like running on this old hardware. So like the whenever Halo comes out, like the end of an Xbox cycle, and it looks really good, and you're like, oh crap, I didn't think they could make something look this good.
Push it, yeah.
I'm waiting for that thing. I don't think Spider-Man's it.
No, but I don't think we're at the end of the cycle yet.
No, oh yeah, definitely not, because they're going to try to get 8 years out of it, or they're going to put up a pro version, or they're going to do something that's like this little incremental thing that...
Well, didn't they announce some bullshit for the PS5? Or did we not see that?
They did a slim.
Yeah, slim.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is like...
Both companies, I think, have said, like, I don't think we need a mid-step. That just means there's nothing out there that's affordable that they could put in a system that they can still sell at that price point.
100%.
That moves the needle in any meaningful way.
I'd love to see Xbox sales. It has to be abysmal.
Probably not great. Yeah.
My buddy's getting one, though.
I mean, Xbox is a great console, like just from Game Pass and everything. Like if you just want something to just play video games on, like it is technically the most powerful. It's just, the, you know, first party stuff. Where is it? Who knows?
I actually like that, though. I mean, PlayStation really doubled down on the fact that like if we have good games, they will come.
Yeah. Right. But they're sweating. Like with all those leaked docs from the Xbox merger. Well, not merger, but acquisition of Blizzard and stuff. So like that's staying. So COD is open, I think, until 2026, which is actually shocking to me.
Okay.
I think they said 26, but there was like all the like inside scoop on a lot of that stuff was put out, and a lot of memos that were going around Sony on like, hey, we're worried now because like Xbox, just with that Blizzard acquisition, now they're setting themselves up for mobile. They're setting themselves up for COD, and you know, they have their own storefront now and just Battle.net.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of things that they can like capitalize on. But does Microsoft have that goodwill?
Are they going to run it into the ground?
Probably no more than Blizzard.
You can acquire whatever you want.
Yeah.
Disney acquires everything. Disney acquired Star Wars. Guess what is way worse than it used to be, Tyler?
That is true.
Think that Star Wars is the Titanic. Like nothing can sink this thing.
Yeah.
And what happened?
Yeah, I wouldn't name anything a Titanic at this point. I was going to send you a TikTok of this. This girl is like, oh, don't do anything unless you know what you're doing or something. And she has like tweezers and she's holding a dollar bill. And she has like this I'm assuming like a bowl of alcohol, right? So she dumps
one alcohol.
The what?
One alcohol or how many alcohols?
No, it's just like a little
like rubbing
like
alcohol.
A Tupperware. Yeah, Tupperware, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
But she dunks the dollar bill in it and then she lights it on fire.
Okay.
But like when she lit it, like lit the bowl too.
Nice.
And then she was like trying to like blow it out, and then she dumped more liquid on it. She's like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then like the caption was just like Marvel or Disney creating a new Star Wars movie or something.
Yeah,
and then, like
yeah.
her whole table just like goes up in flames.
Was that a real video?
Yeah. I mean, it was, yeah, I can send
staged?
It to you. Yeah. Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. Everything is staged nowadays, right?
That's so sad because I would like to think that there are genuine moments in real life, but
yeah.
Part of me also thinks that we've done everything and it's over.
Yeah, but that's why when something new comes along, it blows up for 15 minutes and everyone tries to copy it.
There was this really funny like Family Guy segment, like a joke. And it was like these kids were at a party or something, like a high school party or something. And they're like, we're flipping cups now because we've run out of things to do on Earth. It's like, or bottles, like bottle flipping. I was like, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's funny.
Disney's in trouble. Disney's in trouble.
Yeah.
I think they know it too. I mean, Iger's back in charge, right? And it's like,
yeah.
Why would he ever, like, the dude left on top of the world, right?
You need a break, man. Like, why wouldn't you leave on top of the world? Like,
but
that's
why
the
would
best
you come
time
back?
To leave. Well, yeah.
Why would you? That's what I'm saying.
Because they probably paid him a lot of money.
He came back to a Titanic that's not only sinking, it's on fire, and aliens are shooting at him.
Well, but that's the thing is, like, I think that at the end of the day, you're going to get like a lot of money. Like that's the thing is like, hey, we need to help do whatever. And
but at some point, all the money in the world is not worth a headache. Like some point you have enough money where it's like, okay, I can now be picky with what I want to do and just prioritize my own well-being.
Well, that's,
or maybe that's the challenge. Maybe that's the challenge. Like, hey, I want to come in and save this.
Yeah, you Steve Jobs it. You go in and you're like, hey, you're trying to do this. It's like, cut it all. It's all gone.
Yeah.
So, like, whenever they ousted him from Apple, they like, yeah. And, like, they were doing all these different, like, projects and different things like that. And he comes in and he's like, we're cutting all of this. We're going to do these two things.
You a pro Steve Jobs guy?
I think. As what, a human?
No.
Like, he's kind of a...
He's an asshole.
Not good person. Yeah.
Yeah.
From a.
But do you have to be an asshole to be great?
I'm trying to think of somebody that's not like a successful.
Every.
Yeah.
Quote unquote great person in history.
Yeah.
But I mean, this goes for anyone. Like, if you dig. Like, I was talking to my mom about this. Like, if you dig into anyone on planet Earth enough, they're going to be a horrible person.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So is it that all these great people have demons, or is it every human does, and it's just us average Joes don't get looked into?
That's literally all it is.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, okay, do you have to be a scumbag to be great, or are we just all scumbags in our own way? And then some people are great, and they do great things.
So I'm actively thinking about this now. So having a kid is, like, I'm looking up stuff online. I'm trying to like, okay, like what gets saved? How do things work? And I'm fine. Like you have two phones and like turn in airplane mode. So like one is like it should not be able to like track you at all.
Yeah.
But like they all do. And like that kind of thing. So it's just like that kind of scares me where it's like we're too late. Even you who like doesn't do social media or something like that, like your phone knows more about you than anyone. Right, like just like the amount of stuff that it just is like just constantly gleaning and getting and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And me, as a lover of new tech, I'm constantly signing up for the latest beta of blah, 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 blah. I'm getting emails of like, hey, we're shutting down, but we still have your email and all your information, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So like for the next generation, I'm like terrified of that kind of stuff because there is no privacy. So then when you're looking at, you know, the next great person, like that's all going to be out there. So that goes two ways. One, either that just becomes the norm and they're like, oh, this guy only killed one hooker? Like, oh, that's, you know. Like,
I did not think you were going to go there.
Well, I'm just saying. Like,
that's
just
not
like,
the average experience.
It's not. I'm obviously.
GTA is still on the brain.
I'm obviously exaggerating. But, you know, like, we're going to get to that point where it's just like, oh, yeah, they like this type of porn. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, by the way. It's like, it's nice.
Well, right, look, no. I mean, you're 100% right. It's, yeah. It's, but I'm always one, look, I'm always an oversharer. So it's like, good. All the cards on the table. Let's see what everyone's got. Like, yeah. Fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I mean,
but how, like,
because I do hate that we play this dance in society where we're like, we scoff at all these things that we see and how many people probably did the same fucking thing.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Or you're thinking like 10 times worse. You just haven't gotten caught yet.
Yeah. It's like, it's so, I hate that. It's just fake and we have to pretend that we're better people than we are. Yep. It's like, no, we are all bad in our own ways.
Yep. And it's all the passive aggressive BS and like the just fake, I mean, smiling, come on, stuff. Just, yeah.
Let me know. Like, dude, That's society, man. It's okay. We all got problems and it doesn't make us terrible people. I mean, in some respects, there are some things you do where you're a bad person. Like you're an awful piece of shit. But a majority of people have their vices. Doesn't make them bad people, right? We're always, you should be striving to get better. Yeah, but I just hate we pretend like, oh my God, did you hear about Judy? She got caught shoplifting.
Yeah.
And the gossip starts and it's like, oh, but how many of them did the same thing?
I watched people get caught shoplifting literally yesterday.
Really?
At Target. Yeah. Oh. You know how they have those security guards now? They're just kind of like hanging out.
Yeah.
And I don't know what these people were doing. Maybe it was innocent enough, but like he was doing everything he could. But these like two women that were like kind of like
the security guard was doing everything he could.
Yeah, well, to be like nice and just like benefit of the doubt.
Yeah,
these two ladies are like just like scanning things and doing whatever, and it seems like they're getting ready to go, and like and he's just like, oh hey, you need help scanning the stuff on the like the bottom of the cart, you know, like I can help you out classic, there, like classic. Whatever. Because I like I don't know, and they were just like, oh no, we scanned that already. He's like, okay, like, you know, like, I'm happy to double check for you or anything like that. And they're like, no, hey, we're nice. Good, thanks.
Ugh.
And he's just, like, standing there. And then they go, and he lets them go.
Really?
And then there's a, so it's kind of this crazy thing. I don't know if this is too inside baseball, but, like, they have a security guard.
Yeah.
Right? That's in, like, uniform. You know who it is.
Right.
They have a dude, unsuspecting, like, pierced ear gray hoodie.
Yeah.
Like standing out there, and it just like he grabbed, like they left, he stopped them, and they had to come back in into like guest service. They took him in like a little back room or whatever. Like it was weird, man. And it was crazy.
No one ever saw him again.
Well, I didn't technically. Big Target, you know. I don't know.
Wow, the gray hoodie. That's kind of scary.
A little bit, but scary. It's just like, I mean, he was being very.
Oh no, that guy is a champion.
Helping. Like, you know,
that's a man of the people right there. Just like trying not to embarrass someone. Like, that's an art form.
Yep.
That's an art form. And I respect that a lot.
Like he was being very.
Yeah.
Suggestive on it.
There is a nuanced approach there where you're being friendly.
Yep.
You're calling them out, but you're still like, you're not embarrassing them.
Like you're giving them an out being like, oh yeah, thanks. That would be super helpful.
Oh,
that
I was
completely
me?
Forgot about that.
Well, first of all, I would never. I've talked about this before. Like for some reason, like don't get me wrong. I have a lot of vices. I mean, we literally just talked about how I blew another $900 at the casino.
I don't want to put that on air, but sure.
Yeah, fuck it. All right. I just talked about putting all the cards on the table.
Kingdom of Loathing. That's fair.
Kingdom of Loathing, yeah. Great game. I'm going to send you after this.
Yeah.
We should play.
Sure.
My brother like texted me like last year or something. He's like, dude, I'm playing this game. Because me and my brother used to play when we were young.
Yeah.
Younger. Because it was like we had a like a Macintosh computer, so we couldn't play any
with
games.
The one button mouse.
Yes,
yeah,
awful,
yeah,
awful. We couldn't play any games on that. So this was like one of the games. It was literally the
just
lowest
the one thing you could do.
At, like texture, like
I played Wolfenstein on my Mac.
Really?
It was a big deal. Yeah, my mom didn't know I had it, but I played it.
Dude, I'm telling you, I couldn't run anything on this thing. I remember when we got a nicer one. Like, I couldn't even play RuneScape. That's how bad it was.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah. So, we used to go to the library. I say this all the time, but we used to go to the library to play RuneScape. So, anyways, when we got the new Mac, it was like the best day ever. We could play everything. Anyways, Kingdom of Loathing, great game.
And then what were we talking about before then?
Oh, yeah. All the cards on the table. Like, I'd be a hypocrite if I was like, I just got done saying, like, fair. We should all have. It's like, yeah, I
fair enough.
Blew another bunch of money.
If you went. Whatever. Like in your bank records, you could probably search for like ATM at the casino.
Yeah, no, I have it. And they have the $7 surcharge, which actually infuriates me more than losing the extra $500 somehow.
Yeah, because they take it, they get interest on it, and then eventually you get it back, but they get the money anyway.
Yeah, they're scumbags.
Yeah.
Casino scumbags. And I still go. But anyways, yeah, I need to figure life out. I think I need to go to church.
I went to church last Sunday.
Yeah, I think I'm going tomorrow, Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
But what was it? What was the point I was making with all that?
Call of Duty.
Oh, no, the shoplifting. So I have my vices, obviously. But for some reason, when it comes to stealing, that's just like one that I'd never understood.
Yeah, like I don't
like
think that's
I feel unbelievably guilty. I would if I were to steal something. You know what I mean? Like I don't. Like I can lie to people. Like I'll lie to people.
Yeah.
And I'll feel guilty. My conscience actually is an anchor and cripples me, but I have an easier time like lying to people than like stealing. Like stealing's that one vice that like I could never get behind. I don't know. I just couldn't do it.
Maybe you just have to frame it better. So like you're good about lying.
Yeah.
So then maybe it's just like you're just stealing the truth, and then maybe that will.
No, I don't know what it is. It's like if it is a physical like object, I just, even if it's a big, like you can frame it however, it's a big corporation, they won't miss it. They're still making a million.
That's because I think deep down you still know it's BS.
Wrong. It's I don't know, man. It's like I don't like it's not like I have. First of all, I probably don't need this item.
Yeah.
Secondly, I don't have to steal it. It's like. You know what I mean? It's like one thing if you're stealing like a banana because you're starving.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I think, like I was actually looking at this story the other day where I forget what the context of it was, but anyways, this dude was like trying to buy ramen noodles and his credit card declined. And the cashier's like, just take it, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like he's trying to buy like an expensive whatever that he doesn't need.
It's not like a
if someone's
bag of
trying
lobsters.
To buy ramen noodles and they are out of cash.
Yeah,
I don't think there's a situation where they wouldn't just let him.
Oh
go.
Yeah, if
you
I saw
I mean?
That, I'd be like, all right, here's the 25. Yeah.
Even the company, like I would like to think the company would say, but companies are scumbags, so maybe they wouldn't. But I would like to think it's like, look, this is. Let this guy go and give him a loaf of bread or something. I mean, that's crazy.
I mean, the problem is though, you do that once and then I get
the floodgates open.
From a business standpoint, they could never
but that's,
say that.
That's what I like. Yeah, you're right. But that's what I like from the human level, like that one-on-one. Like I would hope that cashier wouldn't get in trouble for that. They'd be like, hey, look, you know, you got to be careful about this, but
yeah, I don't know.
Well, there's a situation where it's like, if I'm behind him, I just pay for it. Like,
well, that's what I was saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, but my point is like, there are very few times where that situation happens in my mind. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm out of touch, but it just seems like when shoplifting's happening, it's usually something you don't need.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I don't know. That was a whole rant.
About shoplifting?
About stealing. I just don't get it. I was telling you, dude, if I was Flubel of the entire world, stealing makes me one of the most angry. Like, I was telling you about the porch pirate stuff, those videos. That makes me so unbelievably angry. Because it's these, like, rich people. And they're not rich, but, like, well-off people, like, stealing these packages. With their kids.
This might be too socialist, but do you think people would be happier if you were just like, hey, everyone gets like this car?
No.
Everyone gets this whatever.
No, I like being an individual. I love being an individual.
Yeah.
I mean, look at my car. It's stupid.
But let's say everybody gets that car.
Then it's not special anymore.
Right. So would you like that car less?
Of course.
So you only like it because you can like lord it over people.
Actually, not really, but... That is a part of it because my ego is out of control, but
I'm not saying initially that would be a thing, but I'm saying like,
I would still love my car because I do just like all the aspects of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is a part of me that is like, okay, if everyone has this car, it's not as special anymore. I wouldn't hate it at that point, but it would be less. Yeah. It would be less. There is, if I'm being truthful, there is an aspect to it where it's like, I pull up next to like a Honda
right.
Accord, and I feel good.
But that lasts maybe a generation or two.
Yeah.
And then if it's just the same, people just get used to it.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, everyone's going to have this food, it would be this thing, whatever.
Really loud,
suddenly everyone's all in shape.
It'd be a very loud world at that point.
Yeah.
And gas would be unreal expensive. Can you imagine if
everyone, yeah, well, yeah.
Everyone had a muscle car. Gas would be so expensive.
Everyone just ate pizza.
Oh.
But then you had to run on this, like, maybe that's something.
Huh.
I feel like this is probably getting into dictatorship, like, bad territory. But, like, everyone has to eat, like, a pizza a day. But yeah. They also have to, like, run on this hamster wheel that then will power our cities.
That's not dictated. That's, like, Matrix.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, but, like, it's only awful for a little bit until it becomes the norm.
Yeah.
And then
what if we played like a real life version of Risk?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Where we just kind of combine all the continents, you know? So like, you know, we merge up with Mexico and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I forget where Central America goes. Does that go to South America or does that go to us? I think that goes to us, right? Because South America on the Risk board, I believe, starts on...
Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah, I think we get Central America, which is good because we get
they cut Central America in like half.
Oh, they might. My thought is like we would get maybe the drug cartels there, and that might help us a little bit.
You know, how is it going to help us?
Well, you know, they're well bankrolled, I think. So that's, you know, more funding. And I think they have a decent fighting force, probably.
What happens if you just blew up money? Like, as Flubel. If you were just
Flubel?
Like... Flubel? Yeah, just like...
I might change... Like, the more I think of it...
gone.
I might change... Like, meat might be money. You know, I'm really liking this meat thing.
Water is money.
No. Meat. Just T-bone steaks. It's so funny. It's like a picture of a T-bone steak.
Dude, can you imagine?
And that's like, the currency.
We would have no animals at that point.
What do you mean?
If that became the currency, people would be able to grow their own money.
It's funny, yeah.
Oh man. That would be like a high risk, high reward type of thing because you would be like, oh, I'm fattening this cow up because I'm gonna be wealthy.
Yeah.
But then someone comes in, steals your cow.
Oh man. Cows would be like,
and the new banks. What are we talking about? We're supposed to talk about Call of Duty.
I know. Anyways, the whole risks thing. I think it'll be tough. The most challenging part of that would be Europe, because Europe would have to consolidate together.
Mm-hmm.
And they really have a lot of history where they probably wouldn't.
Dude, we would, like, the United States would have to consolidate.
We would be the easiest out of everyone. Think about it. Actually, no, we wouldn't be the easiest. We'd be the second easiest, because think about it. Australia would be easiest because it's already just Australia. So they just have to consolidate like New Zealand or whatever. And it's like, all right, they already like each other anyways. So Australia's set. And then the North America is just US, Canada, Mexico, and Central America. Like, I think we can get on board with those guys. Like, we don't have any really bad blood with them.
Okay.
What bad blood do we have with them?
I don't know. I don't know the inner workings of...
I think we're fine there. But then you look at like Europe, that's a mess because first of all, you have like 50 countries.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, like I said, there's a lot of bad blood there between all those guys. And then you have Asia, which might be even worse between all of those countries. And then you have Africa, which definitely wouldn't be easy. There's a lot of countries there as well.
Yeah.
So I think we're the second easiest continent to unite. Maybe South America, but I'm pretty sure South America would be tough too, even though there's only four quadrants.
I see what you're saying now. Sure. I'm trying to play devil's advocate, but I don't know.
All right, like, Call of Duty.
No.
We could just talk about Call of Duty.
No, I think you're right.
The geopolitical minds of the Couch Company at work.
No,
talking about hamster wheels.
No, I'm trying to come up with an argument, and it's just like, oh, it's...
I don't know. Wrong
territory.
Off the top of my head,
yeah,
seems like. Wait, isn't North America also? Don't we get Greenland?
Yeah, anything.
Am I crazy?
North of the equator.
On the risk board, don't we get Greenland?
Yeah.
That's a factor I didn't... Do those guys like us? Maybe. Maybe not.
If Greenland even exists there.
Huh?
I mean, it obviously exists, but I'm saying like... Does it exist? I guess. I think that's the bridge going into
Europe. Yeah, but it's part of our... Yeah. Like on the board, sure. It's part of North America.
So we have to get a bunch of board games because all the board games we have, because I've been packing all of them, and Risk is one, Stratego is one, Monopoly is one, where it's just like, I just want like the old school original looking boards and stuff because everything's new now.
Yeah.
And I got to find those.
I do like those retro boards.
Yeah. Like they're in like the old book form. You can just put them on a bookshelf.
I got to buy you Star Wars Life. Because I snuck that onto our top five somehow, which, like, any board game enthusiast would absolutely cringe at that top five.
Yeah.
Like, chess is number one.
Chess is great.
I love chess.
Stratego is also great.
Yeah. But I got to buy you that. It's actually, I was looking at it on, like, Amazon. It's, like, really expensive.
It's like, yeah, because it's probably edition. So bad. It's
no,
like
dude, I'm telling you, it's sick. It's so
no,
fun.
I get it. I'm saying like if it you was to, that good, they would have mass produced it.
No. That's the it's a hidden gem. It's a hidden gem.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
I believe you.
Dude, you get to oh, it's so fun.
Yeah,
you get to pick which path you go, and then you get dark side points. You can go Sith,
just like life.
And that's not like life. What dark Absolutely. Side points are there in life?
I talked about killing a hooker.
You can't do that in the original Life game.
Right, but it's still it's pretty dark.
What?
I don't know.
Not. There's no bad side in Life. I don't think.
Oh, in the game?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I think you can get divorced, can't you?
Yeah, but that's like the worst. In this, it's like you slaughter all the Padawans. Gain five
you
dark side
that
points. I think there's a card that says
Yikes.
That. And it's okay. Just Anakin sitting
you're
there
right.
Like,
Child
with
Murder
his hood.
Is probably the worst.
Dude, I'm telling you, that game's awesome. You get to build your own lightsaber, which gives you like stats. You get your master.
Is everybody a Jedi?
You start out that way. You start out as Padawans, and then you advance to Jedi throughout the game. But there are like these secret paths. Not secret, but like these paths that go off that have like a lot of points. But then you get dark side points. So it's like a balance where if you have a, you either have to commit to dark side and go full or you don't want them because you get penalties until you go Sith or something. So it's this kind of balance thing where
like
it's like
a
high risk, high reward.
Force. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. So it's awesome. It's super cool. Cause like if you, I think if you go too much dark side, you like lose your master, but you're like super OP with your stats. Because you get stats. It's awesome.
Sure.
Oh, you don't know.
No, I get it. I just feel like it's not very much life anymore.
It is life. All right. There's a spinner in the middle.
Okay.
Styles. That's a great game, man. That's a great game. I love that game. I don't care.
What episode was that? I was like 10.
No, that was last year.
Really?
No, I don't know. Oh. 2 years ago.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
Call of Duty.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's all you have to say?
No, I have a lot of stuff to all say right, about Call of Duty.
It. Let's hear it.
First off, big elephant in the room. It got like a 4 out of 10 or something from IGN.
Wow.
Yeah, because the campaign is that bad. Now, it's kind of nuts because I think this story is fine. Like, it's building off of stuff, and like I was mentioning on the Game of the Year podcast, where it was like they have like a twist in the beginning, and you're just like, oh, you're...
That was a cool twist.
Like, it was.
The way
was
you
neat.
Described it, at least.
It was really cool. But there's maybe three missions at the max out of the 15 that they have in that game where it's like, oh, this is a normal Call of Duty thing, and every other one is like, they just drop you in the middle of a war zone map and say, I don't know, figure it out. And it's terrible. Like, it's so bad.
Yeah, you were describing that, and I was like, that can't be real.
Well, like, you know how, like, in the second one, Shepard, like, betrays you?
Spoiler
right?
alert.
Yeah.
That's a huge...
Yeah, but it's just like, oh, spoiler. Shocker. But then, like, he's in this one.
Can I jump in here real quick?
Yeah.
Just to interrupt you. still, I don't, I'm talking OG.
Okay.
I still fully don't understand what the betrayal's about.
Yes.
Right?
So we'll get
there. Am I the only one?
No. The second one made sense. Ish,
kind of does, but
the third
not...
one is where I completely lost.
We're talking
track
OG
of the story. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay. We'll get back to that, but keep going. Sorry.
Well, even in this new one, it was just like, oh, he's doing this thing for the American people, and blah, 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 and it's like, okay, but they literally tried to kill you. Him and Graves, who's like the AC pilot
new
or AC-130 pilot or whatever.
Graves.
Yeah, that's like the dude that is talking to you and like takes over the. I think it's a Mexican base or something like that.
We talking new one?
For the new one, yeah. Okay, he's not in the original.
Right, right.
But it's this whole thing, and it's just like, they're in this one.
Right.
And it's just all like, we shouldn't trust them, but
oh, Shepard's like the old guy now, right?
Yeah.
He's like an old, yeah.
Yeah, he's like the...
He's not like boots on the ground anymore. He's like a behind the desk kind
of
guy.
Yeah, an office type of, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But like...
You think they were going for, you remember Kevin Spacey?
Yeah.
You think they were going that route?
I could see it.
Yeah.
I could see it. Yeah. Of course, Kevin Spacey was also in Call of Duty, so that's a bad example, but I know what you mean.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
when he was,
meant,
remember that campaign?
Yeah, so you don't mean House of Cards. You mean like...
No, yeah. But yeah, also House of Cards, I guess.
It's kind
of
that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But it's just like, all the acting's really good. The cutscenes are well made.
Yeah.
But it's just like, what were you doing? It's like they had all the cutscenes, and it was like, that's all they could get done in the year. Oh, they had like 18 months to do this campaign. Normally, they have like 3 years to do the next Call of Duty. So they have 18 months. They knock this thing somewhat out. And like all this, the CGI cutscenes make sense if you string them all together. And it's like, okay, this is really cool. But like all the missions in between are like these slapped together BS, just really crappy, low quality missions. And a lot of it is just they drop you in a war zone map. You have to go find like armor plates and stuff and go through. It's just, it's bad.
Wow.
And I beat it. And it's just like, what happened? Like, big things happen, but with zero payoff, with zero, like, they don't earn a single thing of all the stuff that happens. And they kind of get to where, like, two left off in the
OG
stuff. It was just bonkers, man. It was just so weird.
Yeah,
there's a after credits cutscene that just does not come up unless you go into the videos, and like it's unlocked, you can watch it, but like you have to know to go in there and find. I found it by mistake, you know, just stuff like that.
Wow.
So that's the campaign. The other crap thing, I think I mentioned this, where like you have to like launch your Call of Duty like launcher, and if you want to play anything besides Modern Warfare 3 multiplayer, you have to launch the launcher. Click on the thing you want. It closes the launcher, restarts the game.
Wow. Yeah, you were saying
except that. Except the Modern Warfare 3 That's stuff. So if you're playing Modern Warfare 3 multiplayer, good for you. Like, you have what you need. But everything else
Can you play Modern Warfare 2 multiplayer?
Absolutely. But it closes that and launches the Modern Warfare 2
client. Is anyone still playing that?
Oh, I assume, yeah. Yeah.
What's the... I don't even...
Well, so multiplayer-wise, I hate these maps. I hate them.
Aren't like, they the originals?
I don't remember a single one. I remember one out of all of
Which
them.
Which one?
It's the one where there's like a plane in the middle of a desert.
Crash.
No, that's from the first game. This is the second one where it's like it's a desert. There's a plane in the middle. There's
Afghan.
Yeah, something like that.
No, that's what it is.
There's like a little bunker and
from
stuff.
From Modern Warfare 2. Yep.
Yes.
Great map.
I thought so.
It's a great map.
Sure.
It's a great map.
I want to say just about every single map that they have. They have Rust again, so it's like, okay, whatever. They had that in
Rust
two,
is
like,
the most overrated map of all time.
I hate Rust.
It's never fun.
I just dropped a 50-kill thing on Rust, did a very good job.
Yeah.
I hate that
map.
No,
it's terrible.
But anyway, like, it's every single map I've been on, I'll spawn, and it's not constant, but, like, it's happened on every map that I've played yet where I spawn and immediately get shot at. Like my screen is like fading in, and I'm already getting hit. Like, it's insane how
everyone's
how
got
that
the
works.
Spawns.
Yeah, I guess
memorized. I
but like the thing that I hate is, you know how the inventory system was all kinds of jacked before, where it was like, oh, you want this grip on your M16? Well, you have to unlock this you know, assault rifle instead and get its level 50 to unlock this grip, but then you can use it on multiples or whatever. So kind of to bypass that, they have the armory, which I don't think was in 2 unless they patched it in after the fact, but it's a way to skip things. So you can go into this armory, you can say, oh, I want to unlock this gun sooner. So then you put that as like what you're trying to work towards, and then you have to do between like, I don't know, 3 and 5 daily challenges, and once you hit those, you unlock the gun early. You don't have to get to like a certain level or a certain prerequisite, because they can't be bothered to like go in and actually like change the progression and fix it. They just give you a shortcut because it's just like, well, this is easier to patch in than anything else. Terrible. So then I'm like, all right, well, I want to get a flash grenade, right? Like, I want to put that out. And it's like, okay, do your daily challenges. You unlock your flash grenade. I'm like, awesome. You know what one of the daily challenges are? Flash 3 people. How am I supposed to do that when I don't have a flash grenade unlocked?
Oh, no.
Or I'm trying to unlock my SMG, and it's like, okay, what's one of the daily challenges? Get 2 double kills with a sniper rifle or something stupid, where it's like, play how you don't want to play whatsoever, but now let's add another layer of not playing how you want to play whatsoever.
Yep.
It's crazy. And like the one benefit is like all the stuff, all the guns you unlocked in Modern Warfare 2, you have. No one's using them, but you have them. And it's like there's zero reason to use them because it's not going to get you any. Like,
right.
It's so bad, man. I like, we're going to play tonight. And that's just, we'll see how it goes because it's double XP weekend. So you may as well. But like Modern Warfare 2, I was clicking. Like, I felt good in that game.
Yeah.
This one, it's like the maps are insane to me. Like, they're either so close quarters that you spawn, die, or they're so open that, like, good luck trying to level up an SMG because you're just going to get sniped before you see anything. Like, yeah. I'm constantly getting sniped in the back and shot in the back. And it's just like, it's so frustrating. And I'm trying to play just domination just to like learn the maps, learn the flow, do different things. And like, you just can't, man. You just can't do it.
Do they still have like the ground war, the big maps?
I couldn't tell you. There's an event going on right now that's like a holiday event. I don't understand the UI. I don't know what it means. Like, if I go into something, I don't know what it actually is or the rules or anything. And that blows my mind because now if you're going into like your weapons for the first time, even if you have on record that you've played other Call of Duties, whatever, it stops your game and there's like 5 or 6 tooltip things that pop up that you have to keep clicking okay on all around your screen so they can say that they like onboarded people. But it's like, dude, I just want to get to the menu. I'll poke around and then let me know, but I don't know. Like, it is mind blowing where it's like, okay, like DMZ was one, the big ground war was one. I would assume they're still in there. How to get to them, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it was like the battlefield mode, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I had fun with that in Modern Warfare 2, but it just made me want to play like OG Battlefield.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I just miss like Battlefield 3.
I just don't. I don't understand it. Zombies are supposed to be pretty fun.
Yeah.
But I'm playing this, and like Gerard was playing it, and he said he was having fun with it. And I'm like, I mean, Gerard is very hit or miss with different Call of Duties. I'm just like, are we playing the same game? Because like me spawning and immediately dying from just BS stuff, just like I spawn, oh, a missile drops on me immediately, or I spawn, I'm already stuck with a Semtex before I can literally move. And I'm not like, blame lag, blame bad spawns, whatever. But it's like, there's nothing I can do. Like, literally, like, unless you're like pressing forward and the moment you get in, hopefully you're spawned in a place that you can go forward. It's so bad.
There used to be invulnerability for like the first second
something.
Yeah. Like in the OGs.
Absolutely is not. Like Rust, I'm spawning. There's a dude just on the other end and I see his little flash, but before I can even bring my gun up, I'm getting just domed and he's just.
Well, Rust is the worst map.
I mean, well, Shipment 2 is another bad one and stuff. And Shipment, it's just like,
But they're, dude, the small maps are, I hate the small maps.
But there are like, there are the classic small maps and there's just like these other, like there's a, like a butcher shop map, which is, I think new, like I don't remember it ever. No. It's it's bad. Like, it's just a like there are so many bad maps. And like Modern Warfare 2, like the new Modern Warfare 2 had a lot of new maps, and I liked like every single map. Yeah, they were my favorites and like ones I didn't like as much, but like I felt like I had a good run on at least everything. And this one is just like nothing makes sense to me. Like it, like the flow always feels bad. So I don't know. I like, I'm hoping that playing with like a group and like maybe our, like I'm getting put in like weird lobbies or something, like maybe we can kind of get into like a rhythm or feel good about it. Or maybe, you know, we'll see how like Kyle and Mike do on it. Like maybe I'm just bad at this one, right?
You
like,
got a big group tonight?
Well, at least four of us.
Yeah.
It's always looking for a fifth.
No, I'm not getting it.
Always looking for a fifth.
Yeah, after that speech, I'm totally gonna grab it now. Super excited.
It might be good. I don't know.
How much is it? $40?
Yeah, $40. You're out of your mind. It's like 30% off right now.
I'd rather spend $40 in Balloons Tower Defense 6 on the
That's completely fair.
I'll get more for it.
I think part of it is like you wanna have friends to play with. Like playing by myself is never fun.
Look, Call of Duty used to be a game where you could play by yourself and have a great time.
Yes.
That's the thing, though. I mean, if the standard is you have to have a full group to have fun with a game, I think that's a bad standard.
They do some weird stuff, too. There aren't, like, perks that I've seen. Now it's all based off of your clothing.
Ugh.
Like,
it's just not Call of Duty anymore.
Well, like, it is. Like, all the perks are there. But it's like, oh, now like they're splitting things up where it's based off of like your vest, your boots, your gloves, your helmet or whatever.
They're trying to make it realistic.
I guess. Kinda. But it's like, it just adds one more level of, I have to go into every single one of these and read all of this stuff versus literally just like scavenger. Oh, I know what scavenger is from other Call of Duties. Cool, I'm putting that on.
But
now
also
it's
like
you have to read that stuff.
Blue, red, green.
Yes.
Blue, red, green.
Yep.
Your blue is like your utility. Your red is like your damage. Your green is like
mobility and different things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, blue. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. But we know like generally what. Yes. Exactly.
I know if I see a raven or a vulture on something, it's like, cool, that's scavenger. I'm gonna pick stuff up. Yeah. And now they have like some icons on certain things, but like it's not the only perk that is coming with like your shoes.
Talk about great design. Back in the day.
Yeah.
Like money sign, bling, two attachments.
Yeah.
You know, like the stopping power or whatever.
Yeah.
The red one.
It's just like,
you know,
they make it like just so hard.
Yeah. No, it's terrible. I'm never getting that game, but I'm glad you're having a good time with it. That warms my heart.
I mean, look, it is what it is. Like I've had really good matches where I feel really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
But for every good one of those, I jump in, like, and this is probably just from all Call of Duties, but like, I feel better if I start from the beginning and like I can like learn the thing on the map.
Yeah.
But heaven forbid I get dropped in the middle of a game that's ongoing, I'm just getting smoked because like you don't know people's tendencies.
Yeah.
And like a lot happens in that 10-minute match or whatever.
Yeah, you don't get a feel for it. Yeah. So you have to suffer through that just to start fresh.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not a good feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. The OG Call of Duties are just so good.
Yeah. Well, so, okay, the last thing I'll say about that is I bought the Modern Warfare 2 remaster campaign.
Is that on sale?
It's $14.
Oh, I should grab that.
It's expensive, I think,
for
that, because it's literally just the campaign.
Yeah.
But, boy, am I having way more fun on that than
feels great,
anything
right?
else. Yeah.
What a great story.
Yeah. I will say, like, I mean, the new games, like, you don't realize how good they look until you go back.
Right.
But they don't look that. Like, the only thing that they have is, like, the lighting. Everything the else new games. Is, yeah, and, like, maybe some animations, and, like, obviously, like, faces look better and stuff. But, like, the moment-to-moment gameplay, like, no. The Modern Warfare, like, OG Modern Warfare 2 just feels better and makes more sense. And it just,
I don't know. I just don't. Man.
And I really like the new Modern Warfare 2. I thought they did some really interesting things with it.
Yeah.
But there's just something about like, hey, hit this button and you're pulling out your heartbeat sensor. Like the old school like that. And I just like that feels good.
Yeah, it was just over the top. It was ridiculous, but it was fun.
Yep.
It's a video game. Now it's like, oh man, I don't even know, man. Like, just it infuriates me seeing all the, first of all, worst UI ever.
Yeah.
And like just seeing all the attachments, all this crap that you have to sift through.
Yep.
Just bring it back to like every gun has like six attachments, whatever. And you literally just have one level.
I'm fine with 100 attachments.
And when you level up, you get a new gun.
Yeah.
And then when you use that gun, you get more stuff for it. Like, yes. That is simplicity at its finest. But it's like, that's what makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what? Like, when I use my M4, I should be rewarded for using my M4, and I should get more stuff for the M4. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, it's ridiculous. I shouldn't have to use an RPG to get stuff on my M4. That's, like, so dumb.
And it literally should just be, hit this gun. If you just use this gun, by the time you hit level 25 with the gun or whatever, everything that can go on this gun will be unlocked. Now, I'm totally fine if part of those attachments, like your special red dot or whatever, carries over to like every other assault rifle or something to that effect. That's fine.
Keep it automatically. Family.
Yeah, well, have it automatically unlocked. Like, if you unlock it for one thing, it's unlocked for everything. But you shouldn't have to play a very specific gun to a certain level to unlock an attachment for a completely different class of weapon.
So dumb.
It's really dumb. And then the idea that, like, I understand daily challenges tries to get you outside your comfort zone. Like, oh, shoot three radars down or whatever. Fine. That's daily challenge. I'll put it on. I normally don't carry a rocket or whatever. Don't give me a daily challenge for something that I don't have unlocked. Like, that blows my mind. Like, don't tell me I have to flash three guys when I can't flash them. And the only way to unlock a flash grenade is to flash three guys. Get out of here.
How easy would it be to, because they're obviously going the super lazy route where they don't want to actually fix it.
Yeah.
It's just like you get one or two rerolls a day. Sure. How easy is that?
Yep.
Like, you don't actually have to change it because you're too lazy to, but...
Well, like, I thought, because, like, when we went into it, I thought, like, oh, hey, maybe this stuff is a little bit better, because it was like, oh, to get, like, a lot of the attachments I wanted, it was like, oh, just get to level 24 with this, get to level 24 or whatever.
Yeah.
But when you really start diving into it, man, it is bad. It's somehow worse, because they added another layer of complexity on top of two, which was the worst inventory system in a Call of Duty game.
Yeah. All right. Well, so what do you think? Like a 95 or?
Oh, man. For the game. I mean, the campaign is
It's its own game. So it should get its own rating, right? It's totally not a DLC.
The campaign?
No.
Oh, Modern Warfare 3. It is a map pack. And I don't know. I truly don't know what I could possibly, like, I think 4 out of 10 is fine for the campaign. For the multiplayer, like, I'm not enjoying it. Like, it's bizarre to me. Like, nothing feels good. Like, the only thing that I've done so far that felt better is I was just overshooting people. Like, it felt very different from 2. Even though I have all the same settings and all the same controls, it's the same freaking game. It should still feel the same. But now they have sliding, so people are, like, sliding and cancel sliding and moving all around and doing different things. Even if they strafe back and forth, your character is like leaning, so like I'm just missing it's just the movement feels really weird, the target tracking feels really weird. So what I did is I have like I'm at like I don't know 8 sensitivity or whatever, which is equivalent to like 800 dpi, but then whenever I ADS, I'm dropping it by like 20% or something, just so I don't overshoot. That I'm hitting more shots, feeling a little bit better there. But that still doesn't feel good whenever, like, because I'm trying to level up an SMG, but, like, looking at the maps, why? Like, why would you do that when an AR will decimate 90% of the time?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. All right, I'll shut up. But that's just,
dude,
like,
hey, let it all out, man. I'm here to listen.
Right now, I would say I would give it, like, a 65. Like, I'll give it one more.
Yeah, maybe it'll fun
point
tonight.
Higher than Redfall.
Yikes. That's bad.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll like it tonight, though. I mean, see how it...
Maybe.
See how, you know, it goes with the group.
I mean, a lot of that comes down to, like, just unlock stuff.
Yeah.
Because I think the thing is, like, if you feel underpowered because people have way higher levels, like, every time you get stuck with a Semtex, like, man, when do I unlock the Semtex? oh, when you're 55, like it's like one of the end unlocks or something. And it's just like, okay, well, I either have to suffer through this for another 12 hours or whatever. But
dude, during COVID, when we were just locked inside, I was playing like Xbox 360. Like mm-hmm. we pulled out the old Xbox 360 and we were playing like Modern Warfare 2. And it was so much fun.
Yeah.
I can't even begin to describe how it was like I was transported back in the day.
There's something to be said because like a lot of it is like nostalgia, but a lot of it is
it holds up so well.
The animations were simpler. There wasn't your screen wasn't shaking. There wasn't motion blur in your gun versus the environment. It was just like, nope, this is like here's your game, and everything felt so tight and powerful and crisp. And it was just like,
and dude, they were kings of map design back in the day, man. Like the maps are just so well done. And yeah, they're not all perfect, but they're unique.
Mm-hmm.
You can recognize them immediately. They're just fun. They're just cool. There's like a cool design. I don't know.
There's a rotation around it. There's like a flow to it.
Yeah.
And it seems like every map that I've played so far, I cannot find the flow. I'm playing 15 minutes a map and I can't get
in a
groove. But 2 didn't have that. So like part of me is like, is it just a new map and I'm just not clicking?
Yeah.
But like Modern Warfare 2, I clicked almost immediately where it was like, right? I'm not saying I was great at every map, but I understood it and it made sense to me. This, if I think I'm safe from like my left, there's probably 6 different like points that I could get shot from that I don't know about.
Yeah. I would love to hear like an expert discuss map design philosophy.
Yeah.
Like what makes a good multiplayer map?
Well, this is what Sledgehammer, I think, is the studio that did this one.
Yeah.
I mean, there's literally 10 studios. Like whenever you launch the game, there's like 10 logos that go through. But I think Sledgehammer was the one that started it. And then Activision and Treyarch were like second support and then, you know, kept going.
You know, when we talk about like finding out where like game directors go mm-hmm. from their heyday or whatever, I would love to see where those original like Treyarch teams or Infinity Ward teams are at.
They're
like
doing, those people. They just did Jedi Survivor. That's what they're doing.
But is it the same people?
Yeah.
Or is it the same studio?
Because what's his face? Vince... Capella or something.
Yeah. He was like the original Modern Warfare guy.
It was him and another guy. The other guy left before I think Jedi Survivor came out. But yeah, Zampella. Vince. I don't know. But
interesting.
Yeah, they were doing it.
Very different.
They did Titanfall. You know, like that was
Titanfall
is
great.
Yeah,
Titanfall is awesome.
Titanfall, you see the evolution of what Call of Duty was.
Yeah.
Like in Call of Duty tried it like they with I think it was Infinite where it's like, oh, you get the little jet boost and you get the little
but
thing.
But Titanfall was the realization of that.
Titanfall, you can run on walls and jump on things and skyhook out of midair people and kick them in the face, and it just somehow works. And I don't know if they're cheating everything or they're doing like whatever it is, but you always feel like a badass doing it. In Call of Duty, it's like half the time I feel like I was cheated out. If I lose a gunfight, that's fine. And in this game, I don't know if I like it or I hate it, but if I lose a gunfight, it tells you everyone that was shooting at you. So it'll say like outmatched, 2 players were shooting at you. It'll show the damage that they were doing to you and stuff. So at least when I'm dying and I see like, oh, 2 guys were killing you, 3 guys were killing you, 4 guys were just decimating you. And it's like, oh, okay. Well, I never would have won that because it was a 2v1 and I didn't even see the second guy. So I like that because it's like, okay, well, no wonder I lost, but also it's constant. Like you're constantly getting just wrecked by 2 people, and half the time it's a person coming on your flank that you just have no way of knowing it's there.
Yeah. That's brutal.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
it just doesn't feel good.
Yeah. I'll pick it up, but I'm never playing it. I refuse.
I was going to say, like,
anyway. I'm not rewarding them for this bullshit. Why would I spend money on this game? Even if it's discounted, I am not going to reward this kind of
behavior. So looking forward to the next Call of Duty to see just what they do. Just to understand
They're doing Black Ops, right?
No, they were, well, yeah.
They said we're doing a direct sequel to Black Ops 2 or something.
I thought they were saying it was like the Gulf War.
I don't know.
The rumor.
I I'm sick of Call of Duty, man. I
there's something that, like, playing the remaster campaign, there's something there. It's just like, scale it back, man. And it's not for us anymore. And I think that's the thing that kills it is it's just like,
maybe we're just old. We were talking about this. Like, they have to compete with Fortnite. You know, they have to compete with these. Yeah. Those are the games that everyone's...
And I'm not saying there weren't unlocks back in the day with, like, the 1 and 2 and different things like that, but, like, it was just play enough, you unlocked stuff. Now, it's just people are just trying to get their super camo.
Yep.
Like, Kyle's doing that and, like, knocking things out. But, like, that just means you're just going to be playing shipment 24/7 because that's the most effective way of unlocking stuff. Yeah.
That sounds awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not... Look, I'm down for a little just BS shipment on hardcore where just it's stupid.
Yeah. But that's what we were doing. We were doing, like, 24-hour Kill House. Yeah. And...
Well, even Kill House at least is, like, a proper map.
Yeah. Yeah, shipment's just a battleground.
But playing the same thing over and over again is terrible. I don't like any of these maps enough to warrant that.
Yeah, maybe we're just old and...
I did grab a snowball. They have snowmen around the maps.
Of course.
Grabbed a snowball, hit the dude with the snowball, and then shot him with a pistol. That was fun. That was the one cool thing.
All right. Merry Christmas.
A lot of dudes running around with knives because they're so dang fast.
Really?
Yeah. Ugh. Which, to be fair, harkens back to OG Modern Warfare 2 with, like, the little tack knife. We had the pistol and the tack knife.
Was that Commando?
Commando and...
Whereas you get, like, the extra range.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was the worst.
I don't know if it was Commando.
I do remember raging at that quite a bit because that was so dumb.
Yeah.
That was the worst. But.
Yeah.
And there's a kind of a magic to that where it's like, that's never getting patched out because they didn't make adjustments. So it's like, we're stuck with this and it's like up to us.
They did some things with it. They tweaked it a little bit, but.
That's true. They actually did do patches because I remember the model 1887s.
The dual wheel, the akimbos.
Like, when it first released, they were actually sniper rifles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, and then they were still good, but not as good.
The OG Modern Warfare. Or not the OG, but like the new, like the Modern Warfare from 2019 or whatever.
I just hate how they're like trying to pave over it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because now when you talk about Modern Warfare... Well, which one are you talking about?
Well, the reason why they're doing that, people said, is because of zombies. And this is like the theory is if you follow the zombie stories, there's like a multiverse and everything, and they like shut it down and blow up the universe.
Yeah,
my whole thing.
My little brother's into that.
Yeah.
I remember he was like watching some video on that. And I'm like walking by and I'm like, what in the world?
Well, it's like
I remember when zombies was just like. We're in one room and just trying to survive. It's just stupid. Yeah. Now it's like a whole thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
But that's the thing is they destroy like the multiverse. So this new Modern Warfare is like the new timeline.
Ugh. I'm so sick of multiverses and this and that. Yeah. And
just make a new thing.
Why is everyone doing that? Why does it have to be some
every time
multiverse,
they try it is bad.
Convoluted crossover. I mean, is Marvel to blame for everything?
Mm.
Like, this stuff didn't happen before Marvel.
I mean, it did in comics. I don't think it has to do with Marvel. I think it's just people are like, wait a minute, we can just claim multiverse and then rehash.
I think Marvel ruined the world.
for superhero movies and stuff, sure.
I mean, it's just like they're all trying to find that formula, and it's like, you're not going to... That was lightning in a bottle. You're not going to capture that.
Well, yeah, it's like, hey, let's pull James Gunn in, and he's going to reboot the DC universe and stuff, and it's all going to be part
of
the same thing.
I'm just so sick of it. Can we just, like, have standalone, this is it? Like the Batman trilogy, man.
Yeah.
There's nothing else. It's just Batman.
Well, like the real test for that it was
great.
All the
Christopher Nolan Batman,
all the Elseworlds stuff. That's like not part of like the overarching.
Oh yeah, thing. It's good.
So like the Joker and the Batman and all that.
Yeah.
The real question is
the Batman was not good.
Yeah. Wow.
Also, Joker, I was like not.
Yeah.
It was okay.
It was an interesting take on it that I did not.
I didn't vibe with it. I could see why people like it, but.
But you have those things that get lauded. It's like, okay, when you're in a film exec or whatever, and those are making a ton of money and getting like the awards and talked about and stuff, and like your big mainstream like Marvel killer is not
Marvel killer.
what, when do you pivot? Like, how much leash do you give? Or is it just like, oh no, this is making money, we're gonna go here, and then they'll run that into the ground?
I don't know. I'm just so sick. I'm sick, man. I'm just so sick.
It's technically Christmas Day. We need to be more cheery.
Yeah. God of War is great.
You like it?
I love it.
That's good.
I think you like it too. There is a what's it called? It's a roguelite element. Roguelite?
Is it lights like, or like? Are they progress, like things you unlock, do they carry from run to run?
Yeah.
Then like, yeah. Or light, I should say. Light. Sorry.
Yeah, so it's cool. So you get to Valhalla. I don't want to spoil it. There's actually like
I have it downloaded.
A
I just
story
haven't tried it yet.
To it.
Yeah.
So it's I know that Jeff was kind of asking about that. So it does impact the world of God of War. It's very interesting. But yeah, you get to Valhalla. It makes sense why it's a roguelike. They explain that well. And then, yeah, it's really cool. I love that game, man. It was like riding a bike. I was like, oh, yeah, this feels great. Yeah. So
how do they do
pleasant
the...
surprise.
I mean, if this is spoilers, you can just tell me, figure it out. But yeah. How do they get around your companion?
Mimir?
Oh, no. Mimir is always, like, that's fine. But, like, how do they get around, like Atreus shooting arrows and stuff and What's-Her-Face shooting arrows?
It, you know, have.
Okay. So that that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. No, it's really cool. Some of the things that they do are really interesting. And
do you keep your gear or is it all?
No, you scratch.
So every time is like a new gear
Or? No, you. It carries over from run to run, you're saying?
Generally speaking, yeah. Like I assume from the main game, that's wiped.
It's wiped.
Yeah.
And then, yes.
Same UI, same inventory system?
More or less, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's, I had a lot of fun with it.
You beat it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you can just.
Yeah, you can knock it out in a night if you're grinding it, like a.
So it's not endless. It's just like a...
No, you can keep going. But there's like... I mean, there's a clear ending point, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
So I guess maybe not endless. But
sure.
In terms of the story.
I mean, I'll try it out. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me know what you think. I actually really enjoyed it. And man, I just love God of War. It's like, what a great game.
Yeah.
What a great game. I don't want to say too much.
No, I appreciate
don't spoil
it. That's
anything,
fine.
But
sure.
Yeah.
What would you rate it?
I don't know. It's like a purple on OpenCritic, but it's like, see, like I don't have a problem rating something like Phantom Liberty because that's like a whole big 30-hour thing, 20-hour thing, right?
Yeah.
This is like a 4-hour free. Right. So you got to factor that in. So it's just like, I don't know. It's just like an add on to the game. Nice. It's like a nice epilogue to the game, kind of. I don't know what I would rate it. Like, I don't know. I'd have to think about that. I don't think I can give it a rating right now. Just because it's like, it's not going to be super high because it's really short, but also it's free.
Yeah.
It's
and
free
like,
content.
Is it too hard to like rate it in a vacuum?
Yeah, it is because like you add this on to an incredible game. It's like the game is just unbelievable.
Well, so for this DLC, presentation wise, right?
Yeah.
Like it runs well, I assume.
Runs well. It's the same game.
Yeah.
Same game.
So polish is good.
Yeah. I would say, you know, there's not as many like cutscenes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of the dialogue and stuff is like in game. You're just, you know how.
Yeah.
And not like the cinematic
like
dialogue
camera.
Where you're walking and there's a camera guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But still, I mean, there's a lot of dialogue and there's implications to the story. Like this stuff kind of matters. And now there's a lot of speculation. Like, what are they going to do next? Is
it
done?
This is supposed to be
is it over?
Done one. Yeah.
Well, they said, I don't know what they said, actually. I guess they said that Norse is done, but I can't imagine they would stop, although part of me wants them to just stop because, like...
I'm pretty sure they went on record saying it's, like, it's a two-part game. Like, this was the conclusion of that. And I understand, like, Norse is different. But then that, like, destroys the whole like end of the first game where it's like Loki's literally killing Kratos.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, oh, did you overcome that prophecy or are you bound to do that? And it kind of rehashes like,
well, you know, Atreus is setting out on his own with what's her face? And then there's a lot of question marks.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know where they go from here. I mean, you could always go to a different verse. Part of me is like, Kratos' story wraps up beautifully.
Yeah, but I don't think you get God of War without Kratos.
Exactly. So it's like, just end it. Maybe you just end it.
Yeah.
I would be fine if they were like, it's over. Like, if they had
the guts to kill Kratos off, I'd be all for it. Where it's like, okay, like, but it's the same thing with Marcus Fenix, right? Like, it's like, I think the
I haven't played the new ones.
Well,
what are you trying to tell me, buddy?
Nothing.
Oh man, I like Marcus.
Yeah,
is he alive?
I can't tell you.
Oh, fuck.
So technically, you do have you have two choices to make.
Oh, so he might be. How do they do that for the next game?
I don't know.
Oh wow!
I don't want to spoil it, but I thought 5 was very well done.
Is he dead?
I can't say.
In your game?
I could tell you my game, but I don't want to give away some spoilers.
Oh man. We should go through that. Is it on Game Pass?
100%.
Yeah, we should go through that.
I do. In
the last one I played was 3, which is my favorite one.
Yeah.
I love 3. 3 was great.
Yeah.
I remember going through that. We played it. I mean, did we play that together?
No. I've never played a Gears of War with you.
I remember playing it with Nate, but it was up to 4 player co-op, I think, on the campaign. Yep. And we played it on hardcore or whatever, the hardest setting. I just remember that, and I thought we had 4 people, and I do not remember who I was playing that with. I know it was my cousin, but...
I think the fourth one is only 2 players.
No, the third one.
I know. I'm saying the fourth.
Oh, but so it like goes
the
third back
one,
to 2.
I think the fourth one goes to 2.
Yeah, because 2 is only 2 as well.
And the fifth one goes either 3 or 4.
1 and 2, I believe, were only 2 player.
No.
Really?
I don't think so. I could be wrong.
Because it's like, it was like Marcus and Dom.
Yeah.
I don't think... I thought it was 2 players. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm misremembering everything.
You're probably right.
I just remember that 3 was definitely 4 players. And I thought that was like a new thing.
I've always only played 3. Or 2 player.
2 player. Yeah.
It's hard to get Horde mode or whatever.
Get a lot of friends. But.
Was Horde mode only in 2? Was that the first one? Like 1 didn't have Horde mode.
I don't remember 1 at all, honestly. 2 definitely had Horde mode.
Yeah.
3 kind of expanded on the Horde mode because, like, 3 you could buy, like, upgrades and barbed wire and, like,
it was like, oh, and that fortify. Gets way crazier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I kind of liked. The thing I loved about 3 was, first of all, I loved the progression system, like, the badges you would get.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was cool. Because you could like really customize your badge, and then there's all these characters you could pick from. And then I like the new weapons and stuff, like a little bit more variety. Because like 2 was just Nashor. Who's the best with the Nashor? Which is the shotgun. In 3, it was like, okay, the Lancer's good now. We can actually use the Lancer. The Retro Lancer was fun. That was kind of unique. You had the sawed off, which is like super close range, super wide. And then the Nashor's still good. I just thought it was much more balanced. A lot more fun. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. I love 3. I'd be down. I'd be down to play, we need to play 4 and 5?
Yeah.
Yeah. Judgment, I hate it. That's what got me out of the game.
Oh, you could judgment was
terrible. Anyways. Yeah. But anyways, we played Ready or Not.
We did.
Yeah. Which is...
Oh, sorry. To close the loop on the other conversation we were having.
Which one?
I don't think the companies are willing to kill off Kratos. Because without Kratos, you don't have anything.
No.
That's all. That was my only thought.
I
just like 3.
Maybe
like
this
3
should just
was
be done.
Like, oh,
maybe this should just be done.
Does Kratos die in 3? And then it was like, nah, we couldn't do it.
You know, I was actually looking up, by the way, just back to God of War real quick.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because I went down a huge rabbit hole in this because I just love that game. So I went back to like the original 3. Now, do you remember when Athena shows up in God of War 2018? when you're getting the Chaos Blades, and she's like, oh, you're a monster, fuck you, Kratos. She actually, like in the OG games, was one of the only god who was like nice to Kratos.
Yeah.
So I was actually kind of confused by that, that she was kind of being a meanie to him.
Well, she dies, right?
She dies in two, spoiler. But Kratos, so it's, she dives in front of the blade because he's about to stab Zeus, and Kratos is like, crap. Like, he was actually really sad about it because he liked Athena.
Yeah.
And then she comes back in three as a ghost, and her demeanor totally changes. So there's like a bunch of theories about that, because you remember that they open Pandora's box.
Yeah.
And they talk about what they're unleashing into the world, like greed and paranoia and this and that. So the theory is the paranoia latched onto Zeus. That's why he's like super afraid of Kratos and trying to kill him and everything. And then they are saying that Athena's ghost is actually just greed incarnate, because she devises this master plan to manipulate Kratos into killing all the gods. And then she's going to take over.
Mm-hmm.
So she gives Kratos power, the power of hope. And sounds very anime, but but anyways, like, her demeanor totally changes. So like, maybe that's her like dead form, I guess. But she was still like on Kratos' side.
So I looked at it as like, know. Kratos killed her.
Yes.
And then it's more of like, that's just his guilty conscience of like, when you're going back to Greece.
Yeah.
Or I guess the Greek mythology or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, all that stuff's flooding back, and like, one of the main things that he feels guilty about is killing Athena. So then she's the one being like, he's just like manifesting that of just like, what are you doing? You shouldn't be doing this.
In the DLC, they go into a lot of the Greece stuff,
which I'm excited for, because I love that setting over Norse.
Right. So like, he talks about his regrets, and she's not one of them.
Oh, it just doesn't talk. Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, they talk about her, but I don't want to say too much. But what I'm saying is, like, I just feel like, I don't know, I'm a little confused on that part, I guess. I always thought that Athena was kind of on his side. Like, look, Athena is not perfect, obviously. She wasn't a good guy.
Right. Yeah.
But I do think there was that relationship there. I mean, they're brother and sister, essentially. Like, half brother or sister. And she... he obviously cared for her. Dude, you watch that death scene. Like, he doesn't give a crap about anyone. But, like,
yeah,
that's one of them where he's like, why did you do this?
Yeah. I wonder where they would go. Because they had other worlds beyond Norse. I just don't remember what it was.
They can go to Egypt. They can go to Japan. They can go to any mythology. Aztec. And there's a lot of Easter eggs in the game, too.
Mm-hmm.
That point to things and the DLC. So I'm excited for you to play that.
Yeah, but check that out.
I'm going to stop talking about it before I spoil it for you. But I don't know. I was that was something I was like, because when I played it 2018, I was like, oh yeah, Athena was a dick. And I was like, wait a minute, was she? And I went back and like, not really. Like, Hera hated Kratos.
Sure.
So like, if she came up and she's like, you're a monster.
Hera hated everyone.
Just jealousy. Well, look at who she married.
Yeah.
I mean, Zeus is the worst.
Yeah.
But so like that, I would understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But
dude, I wonder if you could do a God of War remake. Like, could you go back to one, remake it?
Oh, I don't know.
And like,
that was a different time then.
Yeah. But like, current point of view,
Kratos
and everything
was
and,
a bad dude.
Yeah. Could you do that though? Like, could you, like, I'm not trying to say like make him more humane and remake it in the engine and with the combat and everything and just be like,
it'd be interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would work because the original was designed to be that action hack and slash kind of, and I don't know if with the more, how would I put it? Like, the more mature kind of camera work. You know what I mean? Like, a little bit more cinematic and based. I don't know if that would
be the remake
as well.
Part of it. You know,
that's like what I'm saying. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. I mean,
it's just setting.
They're like, killing everything, so I trust them. Whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
If it's anything, but you're right. You can't have a game without Kratos, so it's like if they're trying to set up Atreus to be like, now it's about Atreus. My buddy David, Lord of the Rings David, his theory is they're going to do an Atreus game, kind of like a Miles Morales game, where it's kind of a sequel, but it's about him.
I'll probably play that, but I don't care
about him.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Atreus is one of my least favorite characters in a video game.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I just could not stand him.
I feel like you didn't say that in your review of it.
I just don't like him.
Yeah, he's not my favorite. I wouldn't say I hate him. I think he's interesting. He was the catalyst to the whole plot, so I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Odin was great. Oh, my God.
The moment he was like, I'm a god, and then just completely changed his entire demeanor. Like, he just turned into this just bratty kid.
Yeah, but that's so on point. Like, that's gods.
I'm not saying that it doesn't work in the story or anything. Or
like, I think it makes perfect sense. This is how god, like, their egos are.
Sure. Yeah.
I liked that.
It was well made.
I didn't want him to be like, there's no lesson to be learned if he's just like, oh my god, and I have to control myself, and like he stays the same.
Yeah, but like,
you know what
earn
I mean?
It, right? Like, it's like, it's one of those like, okay, you killed a thing, and then you start like stabbing dudes, and you start like screaming and doing a different whatever.
To me, it's
like,
more like
telegraph that in the beginning, where like he's gaining powers or he's growing whatever, and like it just seemed like it was abrupt. It was too abrupt for me.
I don't know. I kind of bought into it because he's like getting sick because he's not realizing his full potential or whatever.
Yeah,
and then I think once it clicks for him, it just overloads him, right?
Yeah.
And now he's feeling all this juice.
Like I said, I'm not. It's not bad.
No,
it's just that's.
I think it's a fair criticism. Yeah. I don't know. All right, Ready or Not.
Ready or Not.
We played that game. It's like a realistic sim shooter SWAT thing. Mm-hmm. I guess it's like a spiritual successor to the SWAT games, as Nate was kind of describing it. Man, where do I start with this? The game itself has a better UI than Call of Duty.
Low bar, but yeah. Yes.
Like, when I'm loading myself out, it's like, okay, this... First of all, you get everything, and then the only unlocks are cosmetics, which I love.
Yeah.
I just give me everything. Let me play around with it, man. I actually really like that. I think that's the direction games should go more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, unlocking stuff always feels good if the progression makes sense. But if it doesn't make sense, like a Call of Duty, then you're just absolutely ruining the game.
Yeah.
But I like the equipment. There's actually a lot of tactical stuff. So I was playing with Tyler and Nate. So we had a three-man group. And it was cool. We were like kind of coordinating like, oh, hey, you'll take this gadget, and I'll take this, you know, hey, let's go night vision. So we coordinate. We all go night vision. We all go laser sights, whatever the laser sight is, where you can only see it in the night vision, which is cool.
Yeah.
Or, hey, let's go gas. We all go gas masks and gas grenades and stuff. So it's cool. Like, there's a lot of custom. You can customize a lot. And it's very tactical, too. So, I think, I don't know, I had fun with it. I thought it was a fun experience. There's a lot of different, like the missions are different kind of scenarios, I guess. And it's not just like a Call of Duty where you're just trying to kill everyone. It's like, you know, you're trying to arrest people. There's a lot of crazy situations that can happen. Like, people can pull knives on you when you're trying to handcuff them. Yeah. Like, people start running away. Like, it's the whole, this whole kind of mind games kind of thing, right? I don't know, what'd you think?
No, I agree with all that. It's one of those weird things where like I feel like Rainbow Six feels better
gameplay wise,
movement and everything.
Yeah. Rainbow Six has one of the best,
yeah, so it's like
gameplay.
If I could somehow have that, but then if you want to go more realistic where it's like if you drop a mag, like, you lose those bullets type of thing, or whatever. Like, I'm fine with that. So I think it felt a little clunky. I feel like it's pretty slow, as it should be. It's supposed to be this like slow, methodical thing. But I always felt like claustrophobic almost with it, where like, you know, we're trying to stack up on this door and be like, okay, I'm go left, you go right, we knock things out. But the problem is, like, the moment you're through the door, dudes are like shooting at you and different yeah. things like that, which in real life, like, sure, I get it, but it's not like it feels clunky in the way that, like, if you're trying to go through a door and they're trying to go and they're getting shot, your initial reaction to getting shot is, oh, I'm going to back up.
Yeah.
But because other people are going through the door, you can't back up. And then it's just like bottleneck cluster thing. So like when it works and when you like sweep into a room, pop up, get everyone, like that feels really good. And like there were a couple times when that happened, but there are a lot of times where it's just like you're getting shot from a place that you didn't really know. Or like there, it was just like, oh, okay, this guy can see us through three layers of, I don't know, glass or whatever. And they're firing in the room. Or
one of the most frustrating things for me was like I would throw a flashbang into a room and then the guy would just eat it.
Yeah.
And maybe I missed, but like it was like a bathroom.
Yep.
And I'm like, there's no way I missed this. And then I walk in and he just pops me. And I'm like, all right, that's kind of crazy. So I don't know if it was like it clipped under like the bathtub or something, so the line of sight was blocked or some like game thing. But I feel like in real life, that whole room's toast in terms of their eyesight. So it's like, I don't know. I didn't like that, but no, it's like hyper-realistic, right?
I think it tries to be. That's the thing. Like, it tries to be hyper-realistic, but it's not.
And there are some moments where it does connect, where it's like, oh, that was cool. Like, I do like the fact that like, oh, someone has their hands up and then, oh, he just pulls a knife on you and just runs right at you. Like that.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff is interesting and surprising. It's like you have to like really adapt and think on your feet, and like so like the strong points to me are like that kind of stuff. I do like the tactical nature of it, where, you know, we're playing a mission a couple times and then we're like really formulating a game plan, and then we're like bringing equipment to try to supplement like what we're trying to accomplish. I like how that feels. Like that to me is the tactical element of it is really cool. I will say though, the drawing on the map is a great idea, but it functions so poorly.
Yes.
It's like you have to click twice to connect lines. It's like, dude, just let me draw with my cursor. Like I click my cursor,
like,
hold it down.
You're going to draw a dick first, but then
you already did draw a dick.
I tried, but it takes forever to do it. And it's just like, it's annoying. Let people do that. They'll do it a couple times. They'll get a chuckle out of it. And then they'll do it seriously. But it was so clunky to do that stuff.
Yeah. So I think you're right. Overall, there's some clunk to it. But
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed playing it. Yeah. I think it was fun to do the three of us going in and coming up with a plan and trying to stick to the plan and doing stuff.
Yeah.
I just think that when you're trying to do a hardcore game versus like an arcade, and to be fair, if it was too hardcore, then I probably wouldn't like it. And you know, if it wasn't hardcore enough, like Nate probably wouldn't like it or whatever. So it's like, it somehow thread that line, which is, I think, pretty neat.
Yeah.
That it could kind of bring a wide range of people in.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, I got just, my leg got lit the heck up, but I'm walking like it's completely fine.
Yeah,
or
I
get shot in the arm and it's completely fine and different things like that.
If so you have like a system where like you have your little guy in the corner, your UI guy, and it's telling you what's injured, there should be a penalty. Like if you're going to go that in depth, like your arm's red.
Yeah.
You should only be able to use
and
it
like
one-handed.
Force it where it's like, okay, well, you got to bring bandages on this one. So like you can actually like, okay, I'm going to waste this bandage on my arm. Again, not super realistic where it's like, I'm not talking like a Metal Gear Solid where you're trying to like dig the bullet out of your arm or whatever.
Like a Far Cry?
Yeah, but it's just like you may as well add a little something on that to make it somewhat like.
I just think there should be a penalty.
Yeah.
Like you're saying, like your movement speed, there's a little limp.
Yeah, I think leaning sucks.
Yeah, I mean, like you talk about Rainbow Six, it's like Rainbow Six just feels incredible.
Yeah, of course, I played Rainbow Six with a controller, and I think the control scheme with it was really good, and the leaning was intuitive. With this, it's like you're supposed to move with WASD. If leaning is Q and E, that means that like to move forward and lean, you can't.
Right.
Or I should say to strafe, which if you're leaning, you're typically trying to strafe around a corner. Like it always felt bad. Or you're always just stuck leaning like an idiot when you're going through. So like some sort of contextual thing or something to that effect would be helpful, I think.
Yeah. The only thing I wanted to talk about with this is like some of those missions, like they go very realistic.
Yeah.
So the scenarios are like super messed up in some cases. So I wasn't a huge fan of that. Like, look, I enjoy realism to a certain point, but I think there's a line where it's like, all right, this hits too close to home, or like this is.
Yeah, I mean, there's a child trafficking one.
Yeah.
And it's one of those like, you're giving a backstory or a backdrop of stuff, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like, it's the same dudes you're killing and shooting and doing all this other stuff. There's no actual story beyond that. There's no,
yeah, it's a scenario.
Yeah, there's no like resolution of like, okay, cool, you took down this group, but it doesn't like solve a problem. It doesn't like, it just, not to bring it back to Call of Duty, but like Call of Duty, it's like, oh hey, there's a terrorist organization that's doing XYZ. And throughout the story, you're like dismantling it, and hopefully at the end, the world is like a better place, right? Like you're kind of like solving.
To be fair, though, we haven't played the single player.
Oh,
so that might happen in the single player. We're just playing the missions separately as a multiplayer element. So
they seem pretty disjointed, though. Unless I'm just not.
So maybe you're right, but I don't want to discount it just because we haven't done that part of it.
Yeah.
Because again, remember the whole police station, like there's a lot of different areas. I think there's some sort of story to it, it seems like. So
I think my thing is like, it's just the way we were playing it, it seemed disjointed, and the only way that I would like let that stuff slide or like put up with it would be like, oh, it's going to have a bigger payoff, or there's going to be something that like at the end of the day makes you feel better, because again, this is a video game. But this is like, nope. The world sucks. People are evil. Like, that's just like, that's the end of it, right? So
Nate,
it's like,
yeah. Nate texted me asking me to get it after he heard our podcast on, what I was talking about with Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Because that's how I felt with Cyberpunk. I was like depressed and in a good way, if that's possible. Because it's like just this super dark and like, you have decisions to make, but no decision feels good.
Yeah.
But that's Cyberpunk. It's like, that's a gritty world. Like, that's like the kind of the point. So he was like, oh yeah, let's do it here. But the key difference is Cyberpunk is total fiction.
Yeah.
You can separate that out where there's like parallels to the real world in Cyberpunk. Like for sure. I think they do a fantastic, like I could see a dystopian future where it's exactly Cyberpunk. But it's removed enough from reality where it's like, oh, this isn't like I play Ready or Not, I'm like, this stuff is happening in the real world, and that makes me incredibly sad.
Well, games are a release, right? Like, it's supposed to be you're Call of Duty, it's literally the dude from some anime running around with Anarius from Diablo, running around with Santa Claus, all shooting each other.
Okay, like, I will actually, I understand what you're saying. But I actually hate that about new Call of Duty.
So do I. It takes you right out of it. But what I'm saying is those matches literally mean nothing.
Right.
So you're getting that form of like meaningless, you're just going around shooting things, doing it as like a game.
Yeah.
Really, Ready or Not is kind of the same thing. Yes, it's slower. Yes, it's tactical and stuff. But there's not like a through thing. It's not like you're trying to grow as a cop or do, you know, like I don't know, like it's,
again, haven't played the single player,
fair, again, fair enough, yeah, but it's just like there's no, like there's a line where it's like, hey, this, yeah, you went through, you did the thing, but the backdrop of like just a bunch of kids' portraits on a wall, knowing what, like what's going down, it's like, that's just another level of like, what are you really trying to do here? Like, are you trying to bring awareness to something? Are you trying to, like, not really. Like, you're doing the shock factor. You're getting the, it's like the Grand Theft Auto or the Mortal Kombat, like, newsworthy stuff.
Right.
But it's not like you're doing it to benefit anything.
Well, I mean, look, you're trying to stop them and bring it down. But again, it's like, I don't know. That mission in particular kind of just sticks out because, like, I just think when you involve kids, it's like, it's usually never a good idea.
Yeah. Well, like the that's all AI generated stuff.
Right. I'm willing to bet. Like, that's what it looked like. I'm not saying they're real kids. I'm just saying just the topic itself. Just
no, is right.
Tough.
But what I'm saying is if the stuff is so taboo, bad, whatever you want to say, that you have to generate images because you just know that this isn't like a thing people should do. Like you're playing a video game at the end of the day. Like if you're going through like real training, like if you're going through a real firearms course or trying to wrap your head around as a real police officer, sure. But this is a video game.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I don't know. I mean, I think some people like the realism.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I just,
yeah, but I think, I don't know. Like, so I was thinking about this in the shower as I pondered life's greatest questions. And when I was younger, I really wanted more realism in games. But I think now that I'm thinking about it, there's like a certain type of realism. Like you can't just be real life. Like, I don't think anyone wants to play that. I think there are like specific elements in games that you put in that have a realistic flavor to them that make them more engaging and maybe a little bit more immersive in that sort of sense. So like for me, it actually like made me crave like a Battlefield, which is kind of weird, right? Because it's a very different game. But like I love the like Battlefield 3 and 4 and even Battlefield 1. That realism where it's like I feel like I'm in a battle, but it's not like super realistic to the point where like people are getting their like legs blown off and stuff like around me. That would be too much. But it's realistic to the point where like in Battlefield 1, we were in the trench and someone blew a whistle and we all charged and that was sick. And the adrenaline's pumping and there's planes going overhead and mortars and like the sound design's on point and you feel like you're in a war.
Right.
But it's fun because it's still a video game. I still see the flag with an A on it that we got to capture. I just think like those Battlefield games struck a perfect balance of like you feel immersed, but it's still a game and it's fun.
I thought the game was fine. I'm just saying that like when it comes down to it, that's just set dressing. You're not actually getting anything meaningful realism wise out of stuff, where it's like it would be different if you could bring in like if one of you could be like a hacker and you go in and you're like trying to like get on their computer and figure out like, okay, like what's the ring of whatever, or if you're capturing a criminal, you can like interrogate them then and like make them talk. Like everyone's just silent. Like it's just one of those like, even Battlefield, everyone's shouting orders, calling things out, screaming, doing all this stuff, and it's just like
there's like a especially like in Battlefield 1, one of my favorite modes was like the I forget what they called it, but it was like a campaign and it was like historical battles and it's like here's our mission, we're trying to get to this fortification and blow it up or like take it over. So there was like there's a clear objective.
And they have that in Ready or Not. There is like the tech, not the map, but like the
mission, but it's very like
stuff.
I don't know. It's very like, it's like press F to collect the evidence. And it's
yeah,
like,
and it's just like,
hey,
guy
HQ,
down.
We got the evidence.
Yeah.
It's not like,
it's in an envelope. Come pick it up.
Yeah. It's like, right. It's like, I don't know. It just feels like a simulation of scenarios.
It's just like depending on how you do it. Like if you're going to, and that's where it kind of skates the line on like if you're going to make it quote unquote real.
Yeah.
Then it's like, all right, like if you're going to cut the wire from a door, make it a little mini game of you actually having to cut the wire, not just cooking in there.
It
or
might
if you're bagging evidence, have guys like,
or
do it because I doubt they bag evidence as they're going through a live, like people are with like shooting at them and stuff.
No.
Where it would just be like, okay, like go through the whole thing, then go back and bag all the evidence.
Yeah.
And if you collect everything and do everything or whatever, that might at least make you feel like, okay, we're sweeping this methodically, going back, collecting everything methodically or whatever.
Yeah.
Like there are different ways and like different gameplay elements that you can like point to, hey, here's the realism for you.
I think it might be a budget thing. Because, like,
for sure, yeah,
right. Like, if this is like a triple A game, yeah, then you have the budget to do these like nice animations. Because, you know, like, absolutely what you're saying, when I'm lock picking a door and this is supposed to be a hyper realistic sim,
mm-hmm.
and then I pull out my lock pick and I'm just standing right next to it as a little bar goes up, I'm like, okay, well, that immediately takes me out of it, right? Yeah. There's not even like a me animation of me putting it in the thing and
yeah,
jiggling it. Or anything, like, it's, and the same thing with cutting wires. It's just like, oh, I'm right next to it.
Yeah,
the bar is filling up. Now it's cut, and it's like, I think, but it might be a bunch of things.
Clipping midair.
Yeah, and then you're watching your friends. Yeah, so it's, you're right, and but again, I did have fun with it too, because like my mindset was like, okay, this is a tactical. We're gonna figure it out. It's kind of like a puzzle. We need to figure out what's the best way to do it. Where are we gonna enter from? How are we gonna do it? And again, I really like the use of like the equipment and stuff to like really consider those options. I like when you have a lot of options and they're all meaningful, and it felt like those were meaningful options. So I did enjoy that. So, but what would you give it? Do you have a score for it? I told Nate we'd score it.
For what it is, I'd give it maybe like a 76.
Okay. That's
where I'm kind of sitting on it. I just think that there's a lot, and maybe part of this is just playing with other people and getting used to it, but like,
where does our silver start?
I think 76.
So like the lowest silver?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like it's competent. It's very good. And I think a lot of it is like I couldn't tell you how many times someone walked in front of me. Like I'm like, as I'm shooting, and then you like in the heat of the moment, we forget, oh, we're actually part of a team. Like you're trying to kill somebody. Yeah. You know, and it just, it doesn't really jive that well. So like if I was going to score it higher, which means that like in that genre it's doing something unique or something innovative, I would somehow get it where it's like, if you're stepping in front of somebody or whatever, or you're like, I would love a marking system. Like I would love a call out or just something saying like, oh hey, there's something here, or,
right.
or like there are a lot of things they could do to make the like the squad mentality much nicer, which Rainbow Six already does.
Yeah.
Same with like destructible environments and different things where it's like, I think it's good. It's a well-made thing.
Yeah.
But does it like push the genre forward in any meaningful way is where I get stuck.
Yeah. No, I think that's fair. I think I'm pretty close to you. Maybe like a 78 for me. I think it's solid for what it is. What was it? Like $40?
That was like $50. Yeah.
78 feels good. Like I had some fun moments, but I think you're right. Like overall, it just seems like it's missing something overall to really wrap it all together. Yeah.
It's like a very specific mood. Like, and yeah, like I'll obviously play it again. I want to play it again. We've spent some money on it, but if I'm not into guns, that part's kind of lost on me. I do respect the fact that they're like, oh, hey, here's all this stuff. Here's all the different things you can do and stuff. And I completely understand where Nate likes that. But like, it's not a run and gun, which is completely fine. But it's like gameplay wise, it's very, you have to play it a specific way. So
I agree with you where it's like, if you're going hyper realistic, you got to commit all the way.
Yeah.
And it, you know, tries to thread the needle.
Like, I would love it where it's like, if everyone's in the door, right? You all stack up.
Yeah.
And then you all hit a button or something.
Yeah, and you go to the team.
You get the animation.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And even, like, and maybe this isn't good enough, but, like, for me, remember the Call of Duty things where, like, you'd, like, burst in a door and everything goes slow-mo for a second?
Yeah,
I think that could be really cool where you have this thing where it's just like, okay, you put in your attack, like, you plot it all out.
Yeah.
You have an idea, you stack up, everyone does their thing, and then you hit the button and it goes slow-mo and everyone has to do their shots. I'm not saying you can't miss or can't do things or something unforeseen happens or whatever, but like everybody has a specific place that they're going based off of your initial.
I wouldn't even like do slow-mo, but like you stack a door, someone's breaching it, and then you go.
Like you're doing the same thing. I'm not, because like you can't really make the argument of, oh, well, realism wise or whatever, because realism wise, like you should be able to like both peek a door on either side and go.
Yeah.
But just the way that the game is and the character models and stuff, you can't do it.
Right.
And it feels clunky.
Yeah.
it's all about feeling for me. So it's like, if you could tweak some of those instances where like, oh, okay, like you both are trying to like bash in a door or you're both trying to do whatever, like you could have those breaching moments mm-hmm. and like maybe limit them. Maybe it's like, okay, everybody has three breaches or something that you can like set up, and it's like a, and maybe that's gamifying it. I don't know, but I don't think it's at the expense of realism. I just think it's the expense of clunkiness. Mm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I think it's fair. Okay. Well, yeah, there we go. Ready or not. I do want to continue to play it. I want to get through those missions.
It's much better than Payday. Like when it comes together as far as like a plan and executing a plan and stuff.
Yeah. Payday is like a boss.
Payday just devolves into.
Because the stealth mechanics in Payday are just bad.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Like, why can I not do anything unless I have my mask on? That I've never understood that. It's like I have to pull out my gun and put on my mask to do anything. I should be able to be a normal guy hacking stuff in the back room.
Yeah.
So if I get caught, I can talk my way out of it or something. It's like, but if someone sees me, they're going to freak out because I have a gun out and a clown mask on.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's like, there's no...
it's all about like budget and
I guess,
finding the fun and stuff like that.
Then
so
don't put the stealth in. Don't put the stealth options in. I have all these stealth perks, all these stealth options, and then it doesn't work well.
Yeah.
So now they're just, I have to go run and gun, and it's like, well... If that's the way you want us to do it, then commit to that.
I mean, if it was up to me, what I would love would be I just have the overhead map and like you guys are recording, going through and doing stuff, and I would just be marking stuff.
In those games where like you have a person back at HQ in the computer chair. Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm tapped into the security cameras. Yeah. I have all the different stuff. And if you pull a security camera, I'll be able to look at that and tell you what's going on and things.
Dude, I loved that idea. They did that in like Battlefield 4.
Yeah,
where you could go on like your tablet, very download similar, an app, and just be the commander.
Yeah,
and you get points for like the commander would tell you which points to go, and he saw the whole battlefield. He could throw drone strikes in. It was so sick. I just don't know why people don't like. I think that's such an awesome
idea.
It's
got to be budget. It's got to be like people have to be like you got to find that now you're doubling the amount of finding the fun that you have to do.
Yeah,
I get it, but it's like if you're trying to bring in different.
Maybe it wasn't popular
stuff. Yeah.
Maybe a lot of people didn't like playing.
I'm sure it was buggy. Every time I tried it, it never worked.
Really?
And yeah. It's like people are in the queue to get it just to try unlock it. Certain.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a good game. I mean, again, $50.
Yeah. I would have paid 30, 40.
Yeah.
Would have felt better. 50. I know there's a campaign I still got to try, but I'm never playing that game alone. To me, it's all about the tactical element, like playing with your friends, coming up with a plan. That's the most fun in the game. That's when I feel the best.
It's very close to Rainbow, just from the feeling that I get, where it's like, okay, you're going through and killing like terrorists and stuff. I think the main difference is like you have...
Like old Rainbow.
Yeah,
Vegas. Okay.
It's just like you have to be like shouting. Like you can't shoot somebody without... Like you could have the perfect shot. You could be like, oh, no one sees me. I can take out this dude. He has a gun, all this other stuff. But you have to like... shout first and everyone's running around doing all this stuff. It's just like,
but look, the realism element.
Yeah.
The realism element.
I'm saying gameplay wise.
It doesn't feel good.
Yes. I am all about stealth games. I should love any stealth realistic go in, knock stuff out. But like, you know, like
it's not
says,
really stealth.
It's not because there is no stealth. Like you're shooting a gun, people are gonna hear it. It's just like
it'd be cool if they did have a mission where like, okay, these are like we're taking them out. You know what I mean? Like a special forces mission where it's like, okay, we're not trying to arrest these guys. We're trying to take these guys out because they're
And I know you're bleeding dangerous. It into like a Call of Duty or unrealistic stuff where it's like, oh, well, silencer doesn't actually silence stuff and blah, 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 blah. But like, I don't care. It's just fun when you're doing all gillied up.
Like, well, yeah. But I think, like I said, if you're going to be a realistic sim, commit.
Right.
It's like, the problem I had with Forza, where it was like, there's too much Horizon elements in it. It's not, I want them to go all out. I want every car part. I want manufacturing parts. I want different brake, manufacturers. Like, it was like Horizon, where it's like, oh, here's brake one and brake two and super brake and like, and sport chassis and this and that. And it's like, no, I want you to go more in depth with this.
Yeah.
Because that's how you separate those. You have the arcade and then you have the sim element. And all these other sim racers are doing it way better than Forza is. Like, Forza Motorsport is supposed to be that realistic sim racing experience. And I don't know. I understand they're trying to broaden the audience, but that's what Horizon's for, in my opinion. So it kind of reminds me of that a little bit.
And it's like the same thing where, you know, if you catch a guy unaware, it's like he's already like shooting at you. He already knows you're there. Like, yeah. I don't know. It's... I think that's really it. Just go all the way. Like, yep. make it like you have a lean that's like you can pick how much you lean, which is awesome.
Yeah.
There is no time when you should be doing that or trying to figure that out in that game, because either they're shooting you, blasting you through the wall,
yeah,
that you're trying to lean in to try to like sneak or whatever.
Yeah.
You might be able to use that one time to like start the combat off,
right,
but the moment you shoot your gun
when you're in the middle,
everyone's
of it,
on high alert, everyone's, yeah, throwing shit at you, like it's crazy.
Yeah it's tough.
I don't know. Yeah,
alrighty, so that's all I had to talk about, really.
Yeah, we just play it, mopping some games up. We have Bulletstorm coming out early next month,
and yeah, we're gonna get together, see Tekken, what games we're gonna tackle.
Yeah
Tekken. There was a video in my YouTube feed, the history of Tekken's lore or something, yeah, and I was like, oh.
It was like, I got an hour through, and a half, though, the first Final Fantasy game out of that 5-hour thing you sent me. You got through one. I watched all of one, and then I fell asleep and woke up to two.
I had watched that, and I was like, I just thought it was a really cool perspective on the entire franchise, because the video I sent Tyler was this 5-hour retrospective of every Final Fantasy, mainline Final Fantasy game, 1 through 16. And this dude played them all over the course of 2 months, back to back to back, and kind of gives you his thoughts, like going through each one, detailing, like, hey, here's where we started. Here's the changes that were implemented. I thought it was really interesting. Made me respect this series. And maybe it's, you know, maybe I'm coping. Like, it's just coping. Like, I'm trying to just think 16 is better than it is, but
it doesn't matter. And that's what I was telling Jeff, yeah, whenever he's talking about the travesty known as Super Mario Wonder. Like,
travesty, jeez.
It's just like, as long as you're getting enjoyment out of it,
yeah,
truly, I am legit happy for you. Like, there are people that love Modern Warfare 3. Good on them. Like,
yeah, but to me, there's a part of it, I totally agree, but there's also a part of it where, like, man, I wish the game was more respected. You know what I mean? Don't you feel that way sometimes?
Yeah, but there are plenty, like, of people that are like, hey, why, this is not the direction. Like, think Zelda, too. It's like, this is not the direction I want people to go.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not buying it, or I'm not going to give it a good score.
Yeah, but Zelda is super respected. I also think Final Fantasy 16 overall, I think, was highly rated. But I do think it was a little polarizing.
Fine. It just wasn't, like, God-tier.
Yeah.
You know,
which I'm not saying it's a perfect game, but yeah,
it just didn't feel like a Final Fantasy to me. That's all.
That was everyone's critique, but yeah, that's why I pointed out that video, because, like, what is a Final Fantasy game? Like, I just think he does a good job detailing, like, there have been huge changes throughout, and that's what the kind of the beauty of the series is, that they're always willing to push the envelope and try, yeah, different things, and I respect that. Sure. I like that. You're not getting the same game rehashed over and over again.
I want to watch the initial Final Fantasy 16 trailer, because what we ended up getting is not what I thought that game was going to be originally.
Sure.
Like, it was ridiculously different looking. Like, I thought it was going to be like a somewhat modern game, and then it's like this high fantasy, like, I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I thought it was pretty clear as fantasy from the beginning.
I probably just misremembered the trailer.
Yeah.
It was just like, from what I remembered, it almost looked like a Devil May Cry to me.
Well, yeah.
And it was it was weird.
Yeah. It was definitely Devil May Cry elements in the game, for sure.
Yeah.
But anyways, sorry, not to go back down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, no, I mean, as long as you like it, that's all that matters.
Absolutely.
So Tekken and Prince of Persia are going to be the January.
Yeah, one. Yeah, Prince of Persia.
Unless Bulletstorm gets some insane score, which,
yeah,
I bought Asgard. I returned it because I was like, I'm never going to play this, but...
Which one?
Wrath of Asgard 2. IGN gave it a 10 out of 10. I was like, I gotta got to try that.
Yeah.
But already it's technically for Quest 3 and I have a 2 and while it plays on 2, it's not going to be like the optimal experience. Yeah. I'm like, forget it. I'm not going to go down that path again.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People love that game. But again, like Bulletstorm, I loved Bulletstorm when it came out. So
that's VR as well, right?
Yeah. If it gets good reviews, I'll probably try it.
Sure.
But then that'll be like my, I don't know, like fourth copy of Bulletstorm that I own. Between all the remasters and things, it's just... That's I don't think Bulletstorm's that good, but we'll see.
All right. Yeah. Very good. I think that's all we have.
Yeah. Nice. It's a short 2-hour
nice little
session.
Yeah. This is the last episode of the year. So
yeah, taking 2 weeks off.
Taking 2 weeks off for the holidays, and we'll be back in January. Exciting. Great 2023. A lot of amazing games.
Yep.
A lot of great moments. Do you have a moment that sticks out for you this year? We'll end on a positive note.
2023?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
No.
Finding out you're going to have a daughter is kind of a...
Oh, you mean not gaming? Yeah.
That could be anything. No, I
have to say daughter.
Dave the Diver?
That all seems silly compared to a daughter. I think gaming-wise, Shadow Game is probably my...
fondest
memory.
I was going to send you a video. This guy was kind of going over the Steam sale, the winter sale.
Yeah.
And he was talking about Shadow Gambit. Yeah. I was like, ooh.
Shadow Gambit.
Appreciate that.
The more I think about it, the more I'm like, is this actually my number one game?
I think you should have gave a game of the year for your list.
I think I should have.
The way you talked about it, and I think you just gave it to Baldur's Gate 3 because it's a better game, but that's not the beauty of...
No, like
your game of the year.
Baldur's Gate does so much stuff incredibly well that it's like, objectively, it boggles my mind how they could put that thing together.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like that got it. In Alan Wake, there is a little bit of recency bias, but also like it did some really neat things that I just kept thinking about it.
Yeah.
But from a game perspective where I'm like, I went to bed thinking about it, I had all the cool moments, looking at my list, I'm like, man, I really talked about Shadow Gambit a lot.
I think you should have gave it to it. Yeah. I would have appreciated that.
I mean, what's done is done, but
I think you did it justice.
Yeah.
You definitely gave it a million awards.
And I'm going to buy both the expansions, but like it's not on sale at the Steam sale because it's going on obviously right now, but I think I'm just going to give them the $30. Like the full, because it's 15 a pack, and it's like, I loved this game in the studio. Like they're taking time. Like they disbanded. So it's like, well, they kind of deserve some money then. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's a great pick.
Yeah.
I was excited for you. I mean, my favorite gaming moment, definitely just Baldur's Gate 3 again, blew my mind. It was crazy. But between that, Alan Wake 2 was like my second game of the year. Like, what a shock.
Mm-hmm.
I went from not refusing to play it to like, this game's incredible.
Yeah.
And then Final Fantasy was also super awesome, whereas like, just got me hyped. I just loved it. I think it was my third game. So those top three were like very special games for me that I'm going to remember for a long time. So
yeah, but this then was like, great year. I mean, Dead Space, Resident Evil, Hogwarts.
Which,
like, there was a lot
not discounting those games at all, but.
Just from a couch company perspective, it was hey, we're going to go into this year, we're going to start playing a bunch of games. And it was like, we went out swinging. So
we did.
It was good.
Yeah. I was happy for us. So
we'll start off next year strong. We actually, it's not too bad. Like, Prince of Persia, which everyone that got a preview version says it's really good.
Okay.
So I'm excited to try that out.
Yeah.
And Tekken, like back to back for that, like that's a solid January. I feel like it's a manageable amount.
I might have to get Tekken, but I don't want to. But like, if I'm going to get any fighting game,
you got
to
play the demo.
I gotta get Tekken.
Play that one fight that you can do in the campaign.
If I can figure Panda out and just main Panda, it might be.
I don't know if they announced Panda yet.
Okay, well, I'm not getting it.
Well, they're definitely going to have it, but it might be like a fighter pack or whatever.
No.
I mean, that's what they do.
Can't
now.
Do that.
Yeah. They'll give you like maybe 15, 20 fighters, and they'll knock you out for every, like, here's
Panda.
A bunch of cosmetics and 5 new fighters or something.
I
have all the Mortal Kombat fighters that I
really?
Paid for.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
Now. Just,
you
I'm
regret
never
that.
Playing that again. Yeah.
That's so funny. I'm looking forward to 2024,
yep.
Ty. It'll be fun. We're going to talk about what we want to do our goals going forward, and it's gonna be exciting. I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be a tough year to beat. The games are incredible this year, but
yeah, I mean, last year was great too, man. I kept going back, like it's all on the site, but like looking back at last year, like there were some really good experiences then too. So like this year is great,
yeah,
but is it so much better than last year? I don't know.
We'll have to do top 5 years in gaming. Yeah. That's something we definitely want after like a year like this. I think next year we plan on doing that. Maybe have Jeff on for that and finally talk about the symphony I wanted you guys to listen to as the first half.
Yeah, that's fair.
But no, I'm excited. So, all right. If you made it this far, we appreciate you. And if you've been listening to us at any point during the year, you're awesome. And, it truly is appreciated. It blows my mind that anyone listens, because this is just like a hobby that we do. So it's so cool to know that like people are out there listening to us talk
strangers
about random stuff. Yeah. So you're great. You know, if we're able to give you a laugh or two and make you think about something dumb,
plenty of conversations. Dumb stuff, yeah.
That's great. So for the last time in 2023, you know, check us out, couchcompany.games. You know, got everything we played. And Tyler mentioned we played a bunch of games. You can check out our game ratings on there. We did less top fives this year, but we still did some. So check those out too. And we look forward to talking in 2024. So we'll see you next year. Thanks for joining us on the couch. Peace.